Hey, this is Zep, and on behalf of the guys, Stru, Boomer, and Lukey, we want to thank you for downloading and listening to our podcast of The Ticket Outdoors, brought to you by Mills Fleet Farm. And remember, when nothing's going right, just go fishing.
It's the stock-up sale at Mills Fleet Farm. Isobar Windshield Wash is good down to 25 below zero. Go ahead, squeeze the Charmin. Double Roll Bath Tissue is on sale. Stock up on Easter candy with Hershey's Chocolates and Easter M&Ms. Keep the birds chirping with KT Wild Bird Food. It's on sale, too. Keep your cats purring with Purina's Friskies Cat Food. And Grade 2 Bulk Hardware is on sale at Mills Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale.
Love it. It's time for Ticket Outdoors on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Yeehaw, boys and girls. Here we are, the Wild Card Strewman in studio with me. I'm Zep, and thank you for tuning in to 105 The Ticket for Ticket Outdoors till 9 o'clock tonight. But this is, we've had some jam-packed shows since we've gone to the two-hour format this year, but yowzer, man, we are loaded, and a lot of people here tonight.
We've never had this many people in the studio ever in the year. By the way, we're just coming up to about 100 shows here shortly, and
I'm superstitious. You shouldn't be counting.
We couldn't say that, but anyway. And so yeah,
how many have we been paid for?
Seven.
Our listeners will have to bear with them a little bit. I came back from a ski trip with the galleys. Just this afternoon, I had a little bit of a cough. I think it's just trying to... It's good to be back in oxygen.
Come on,
air.
You're a professional. Come on, man.
Not
you can
right
do
now, I'm not. I know.
All right, last time you went skiing, I asked you the same question I'll ask you right now. Did they kick your ass or did you kick theirs?
I think the old man's still got a couple of moves on him, although I'm glad they're not here to rebut that. But I still got a couple of things. You know, they're just... You know, they're so distracted, so, they want to quit all the time or take breaks or whatever. Or they're just out there goofing around, and I know that I'm probably in my twilight years of skiing the big stuff, you know, so I'm still trying to prove it one more time. We had a blast.
You're Kevin Garnett of the ski slopes, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, where did you go, and how was the snow?
The snow, thankfully, was very good because they piled up about 14 to 18 inches over about a week period prior to just us getting down there. And we just, hit the usual spots, Copper and Keystone and Breckenridge, and even took a day and went down to Loveland and screwed around for a little bit. So
good for you.
The usual spots, but a good time. How about your week?
Same old thing. We talked about this. I was mentioning this to Ron and Chris. They'll be our first guests here in a couple of minutes here. But I think I'm a jinx because, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, we had a chance to go to Devil's Lake and got snowed out and froze our asses off there. Then we had a chance to go to the UP and fish with a guy, Sibley, and got snowed out there in a blizzard. First time in 15 years that Guy Sibley says, "We're not going on the ice."
So, I got to take you on a ski trip.
But anyway, so something similar to happen. I had an opportunity to work with the DNR Thursday and Friday and doing some of the moose research with Michelle Karstensen and about 8 or 10 other people from the DNR and learn all about what's happening with the moose. We've talked about it. We're doing it. Don't want to kick a dead horse. But I was all excited about having the opportunity to go up in the airplane, either the spotter's airplane and spot the moose, or in the helicopter where they actually come down and tranquilize the moose. Then the people on the ground come in the sleds and they do their thing and do the test, put a collar on the moose and bail out. Well, I'm all excited to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. As a matter of fact, I'm in the cafeteria at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'll be up in the air at 9 o'clock. About 8 o'clock, we get a phone call from the helicopter pilot, and they were losing hydraulic fluid.
No, not good.
And so he said, "Man, we got to check this out." So he went out for an hour, and it didn't work. And we were shut down on Thursday. So Thursday was just my wife and I hot tubbing it and dinner and cocktails and walking through town. And
sounds horrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
I love that town.
But I did have a good chance on Friday morning to do some stuff. The park didn't come in until 1 o'clock on Friday. So if you can't see the moose from the air, there's not a whole lot you can do on the ground. And so I did have a chance to hop on the sled with a couple of DNR people and go look for some of the collars that they remotely take off the moose. And it was gorgeous day going back on the logging trails with these guys miles back in the woods. A very good experience. And sitting there early in the morning when they're doing their little pre-meeting or something about what they're going to do that day, I'm looking at these computers, and they had collared at that time, I think, like 11 or 12 moose. And you can see it looked like Boomer fishing. The GPS, the moose are going in circles. And you can see the collars and the moose as to where they're going and how they track these guys. It was very, very interesting. So I just got a report from Michelle today. They did get out on Saturday and Sunday. And I think right now they've gotten, I think they've collared like 29 moose in the Grand Marais Ely area.
Yeah.
And then they're going to shoot for 50 calves in the spring. And then we'll have to see what happens. But I'll get a chance to go out there again.
Yeah, and I've read a couple of reports, one on Outdoor News again this week. The moose numbers are down. I'm reinterested in it because in the White River National Forest, where we spent some time with the girls down there, we kept seeing all these look out for moose crossings. And moose. And I thought, you know, I've been down here three or four times in the last 3 years. Am I just now noticing it because we've been talking about our moose population declining here in northern Minnesota? And so I started talking to some of the locals, including a ranger down there. He said, no, they've had a boom. So it's you know, I thought and I speculated last week that it's probably down nationwide, probably down in North America, you know, as a whole. The numbers are down more so in some other areas, but Colorado, a boom.
I'll tell you what,
they're getting into those pot fields and eating that cannabis.
It's going to be interesting to see how the DNR or the state of Minnesota, whoever funds this program, how long they're going to hang on until the DNR finds out what's going on, because there's an awful lot of money spent on this, and probably 60-70% of the people who aren't hunters don't give a rat's butt what's happening for the most part. So they got to figure out what's going to happen in the next, I'm saying, 3 years. Otherwise, someone's going to say, listen, we spent enough money, we can't do it anymore.
Yeah, good luck to the moose.
You know, and one of the things that they found interesting, as a matter of fact, by coincidence, yesterday morning's paper, St. Paul Pioneer Press, there was an article about it, as a matter of fact, and they were talking about the calves. And when they first started, this is the second year they're doing this, when they were collaring calves, most of the calves did not survive. This was in yesterday morning's paper. And the reason they didn't survive for the most part is
because they were collaring them.
Well, collaring them, and the cows were abandoning the calves.
You know, there is a
and they don't know why. Is there a relationship? Probably there is.
You know, when we were kids growing up, I remember Dad bringing Bucky in. He was a buck we raised. It's a story I used to tell my children. What's born wild is a wild animal. There's no domesticating it. There's not a tradition of domestication like cats and dogs. And my dad brought a deer in. He had found it out while he was feeding and made contact with it, a young a fawn, that is, and the mother had run off from it, and he didn't think that the doe would come back, and went back out and checked it on it the next day, and the doe, in fact, had abandoned it. And, you know, that's a, and I don't know if that's an old urban's myth, an old hunter's tale, where if you make contact with a fawn, or they would say, you know, if you chase off a pheasant, a hen from its chicks, or, a goose from its goslings and these sort of things, they won't come back to it. They'll abandon it.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, the science behind that. Maybe we can ask some of our guests. But,
well, what they're going to do, they're going to continue trying to do this, and they're going to collar 50 of those calves this spring. And what they're doing is they're going to minimize the amount of time. They're going to minimize the amount of time that they're going to spend with these animals.
Yeah.
10 minutes max. They're in and out in 10 minutes. Used to be a half an hour. They do the things. They take pictures. They hug the moose. Who knows what they did.
Right.
But now, and the cows got a little frustrated, bailed out, never came back. Or if they came back, they didn't stay. So now it's in and out in 10 minutes, trying to minimize the trauma that might be involved with the collaring of the moose.
And Michelle is the only one I know with this DNR outfit that's studying the moose up there. She's a doctor.
Yeah.
She's a Wisconsin galley.
Yeah.
She's a Midwesterner. They know. I mean, obviously, I'm sitting here talking out of my rear end. That's what Dad used to say. Dad used to say a lot of things.
Yeah.
That probably didn't make, probably weren't scientifically true. But, well, we'll see how that turns out for him.
I think the most interesting thing for me, every time I go out someplace, I've got business cards I gave to Ron and Chris there. And one side of the card has my real estate business on it. The other half has the Ticket Outdoors. And I'm trying to make sure that people realize we have one hell of a show here, and this is the real deal.
Yeah.
So I talk about, I'm with the Ticket Outdoors, and Boomer's one of my co-hosts, and Brian Zepp. Brian Zepp is the other co-host. He's one of the guys from KQRS and all
that. He owes me money.
And I tell you what, it's amazing. I find it amazing how many people don't even know who the hell you are.
Why would they? Why would they?
But it's a lot of fun. It's been a great experience. Looking forward to doing it again, and I will. I will do it again. I'm sure I'll get an opportunity. Looking forward to it.
All right, good luck. Yeah. Well, we've got Boomer. He's went off and took his vacation. He went down to sunny Florida. I heard, checking his Facebook, and I think he texted us today, was out chasing some tuna today.
Whatever I saw, I don't know if it was a tuna, but I saw a good-looking, good-sized fish that he had caught, and I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a tuna. Maybe
that
it was.
That was a mahi tuna.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
I was just teasing, but you gave away the story.
I'm sorry.
That was Boomer's story to tell.
Oh, well.
Well, okay. We don't have to call. No, I'm just teasing. We'll get a hold of Boomer at the end of the show. Justin Greco fishing with vets. And, in fact, our buddy Blaine Kirchert, Anglers and Hunter, turned me on to this guy and their efforts here a while back. I like the Facebook page. Our producer, Mark Lukey, got in touch with those guys. We got a couple of Justins in now. I already forgot the other guy's name because he took the day off in the video. I didn't see him in the video.
Yeah.
We'll talk to those guys.
Yeah.
Fishing with vets.
And
Grant and Hunter, yep. HG Bait Company.
Yep.
Rip some lips. Those guys are, they've got their own TV show. It's an online video show that they've got going on. They're going to be doing a seminar somewhere this weekend. We'll talk to them about that. And when we come back, our guests, Chris and Ron of the Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo. Don't be ashamed if you haven't heard of it, but you do want to hear about it.
The Thursday night hockey series.
To the right wing side. Deflected this score!
A ballot for the trip to the state tournament next week. The St. Thomas Academy Cadets and the Eastview Lightning for the Section 3AA title Thursday at 7 p.m.
The Hornets are champions for 2014 back-to-back.
The Twin Cities home for high school hockey.
We highlight games from the best teams in the state.
On Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
It's the stock-up sale at Mills Fleet Farm. Isobar Windshield Wash is good down to 25 below zero. Go ahead, squeeze the Charmin. Double roll bath tissue is on sale. Stock up on Easter candy with Hershey's chocolates and Easter M&Ms. Keep the birds chirping with KT Wild Bird Food. It's on sale, too. Keep your cats purring with Purina's Friskies Cat Food. And Grade 2 Bulk Hardware is on sale at Mills Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale.
The iconic Minnesota Deer Classic Sport Expo is back at the National Sports Center in Blaine, March 6th through the 8th. Featuring the biggest names in the hunting industry with new products, techniques, and seminars. Chat with top guide services. And official antler and trophy measuring is free. Bring the kids for the fishing pond and join the boys from the Ticket Outdoors Sunday, March 8th for a live broadcast from 11 to 1. That's the Minnesota Deer Classic at the National Sports Center in Blaine from March 6th through the 8th. For more info, visit nscoutdoors.org.
Smokes! That's the fourth straight kill shot.
I've been getting in some practice.
Is that a new rifle, too?
Yep. Traded for it. Make that five.
Lakes Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, and receive expert firearms training. Permit to carry classes are also available at the indoor range. LakesTradingCo.com.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They'll grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you, then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan Southside Marine's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DanSouthsideMarine.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
That's right, the wild card's true, man. And with me today, this is Zep Boomer out there down in Florida, chasing tuna. Mark Lukey, our producer, keeping some of our other guests company. We've got, like I said, the Justins and Fishing with Vets, Grant Hunter from the HG Bait Company coming up. Right now, our guest, Chris Navratil.
No, I didn't even turn up their mics yet. That was wrong.
Chris Navratil. That sounds right, doesn't it?
It sounds perfect.
That sounds. She heard it perfect. And Ron Murphy from the St. Paul Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo. taking place again this year for only the second year. Is that right?
That's correct.
The second year at the Warner Expo Building or the Warner Coliseum.
I used to call it the Hippodrome for many, many years. It was the Hippodrome.
Of course. Everybody knows where that is, right? Yep. There on Como. Yep. The Warner Coliseum over there, and it's happening this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Did I get that right? February 27th. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sorry, I'm just going to blame it on the jet lag.
You're still on vacation.
A little bit. This show is a vacation, really. Chris, Ron, welcome to Ticket Outdoors. Thank you.
Thank you.
I heard about this show last year, the weekend of the show, and I thought, well, we know all the shows. We go to the shows. We've got Strew and Mark Lukey, our producer, are going to be broadcasting there from 11 to 1. Is that right, fellas? 11 to 2.
We've got 3 hours.
11 to 2.
Zepp lives so close, he could have jogged to the Hippodrome in about 15 minutes. That's how close you are.
Over there, and I'll tell you why. In a word, and there are a few different reasons, but in a word, seminars. But before we get to the seminars, let's introduce our listeners who might be thinking, geez, I know all the shows up in the cities, too. How come I've never heard of this one? Where'd you guys come from?
Well, we've been doing shows for the last 49 years. In this market, last year we started at the Warner Coliseum. It's an excellent facility.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a unique and different type of show. So, you know, there are lots of different things that we have available for the consumer when they come in, including things like you can fish for free, which everybody has in a trout tank.
Right, but
the twist to it is every 12 minutes there will be a minimum of 3 people that will win certificates that are redeemable with any vendor on the floor in the amounts of $10, $25, or $50.
That's nice. Smart. That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You've also got, tell us about the Australian exhibit.
Well, we have a live Australian animal exhibit that there's going to be wallabies, kangaroos, kookaburras.
What'd you call me?
No, I'm sorry. And people can get their picture taken with the baby kangaroo if they want to. It's just up close and personal. You can go back to the Australian outback.
Yeah. And those are great, and that's why you bring families along. You've got those wonderful exhibits where the kids keep the kids busy. But for the guy and the gal that loves to get out and do some hunting and boating and fishing and all that stuff, the seminars. When Strew sent me your thing, and I thought, oh, okay, yeah, I heard about this thing last year. I want to know a little bit more about it this year. It's whether it was close to my place or not. I'm coming over when I get a chance. But the seminars, and we have some seminars here in town from time to time at different shows. But you have how many? You don't even know.
We have 15 different seminar topics with 8 different seminar speakers. It's just a huge variety of fishing, hunting, you name it, it's there.
Are you guys using the arena area at all, or is it just around the outside,
It's the entire complex. It's
the entire complex. Yep. That sounds pretty massive. Had you done this show in the cities before at other locations?
No,
actually, we had not. We started 49 years ago. We produce a series of shows. We do Duluth, Minnesota, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and we do some pretty good sized shows in 298,000 square feet. So this is a smaller venue for us, but it's a lot of fun. And we're bringing basically the same show that we just completed last week or the week before in either La Crosse or in Duluth down here.
What took you guys so long to get up here to the big city?
Well, we've always had offices in the Burnsville area, but we just haven't gone into this market just simply because, we didn't have the opportunity to get the right facility. And so now we have, and they came and asked us if we would come in and do it, and we certainly said we would, so that's why we're here.
Well, there's got to be an awful lot of competition in your business, and we've done 4 or 5 shows like this, not like this, but in the same vein every year around the Twin City area. The timing has to be perfect for you guys, otherwise you're stepping on each other's toes. I mean, this seems to be like the perfect time for you guys.
It is. I mean, it's a great opportunity. The fair gave us the right dates that we told them we had to have to have the shows fall into a circuit so that our vendors could follow us. And we've got some great people coming in. I mean, we have Marine General out of Duluth, Minnesota, who is one of the biggest retail fishing and accessory persons in the industry. He really is.
And I believe one of your guests, Drew, this Saturday when you're broadcasting, at Warner Coliseum for the, I always got to, it's tricky, but I love saying it, St. Paul Bird Buck Bait and Boat Expo. Yeah. Didn't that get a ring to it? You guys are going to be interviewing Russ Francisco, I believe, with Marine General.
Right.
While you're over there for the live broadcast, our guests Chris and Ron with the St. Paul Bird Buck Bait and Boat Expo opens this Friday, runs through Sunday. The hours starts at noon. You'll kick the doors open to the Coliseum over there at noon to 9 p.m., so it'll run late. Nice for people on the Friday schedule. And then Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. I like the later hours, but that's just how I roll. And then Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. A couple of your favorites. We'll start with you, Chris. What are a couple of things about this particular show that you're kind of excited about?
I'm just excited about the variety that's going to be there. It's just, you know, not only the seminar speakers, but just all the exhibits that are there. There's absolutely something for everybody at this show. You don't have to love fishing. You don't have to love hunting, although there's huge displays there. Yeah. Boone's Fine Guns has a massive display of some really neat firearms. I think he's bringing over 400 or 500 firearms, and he's a collector.
Yeah.
And you can't find them anywhere else.
No, pieces of those are other pieces of art, really, and Americana. Yes. I love that history.
And if you love RVs, it's presented by Link RV, and he's a class act, and he's got a lot of great.
Everybody
great
loves RVs. I just can't afford them. I can afford to hang out with friends that have RVs, though. Ron, you've been doing it for 49 years. What's something about this show that you're particularly excited about?
Well, there's many things. There's a resort that is called Wolf Bay Lodge. It's based in northern Saskatchewan, right on the...
on Phelps Lake, right?
Yeah, on Phelps Lake.
Phelps Lake, yeah.
And actually, that's an area where they have, I think, 240,000 caribou that come through. It's the Beverly herd and the porcupine herd combined that come through there on their way to the Brooks Range. So it's very remote. The fishing is truly fantastic.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter whether you want to go there for wildlife or you want to go there to fish or whatever. There's that. There's Ontario. There's bear hunting. There's Texas hog hunting. I mean, we have all different kinds of
Texas hog hunts are becoming really popular. We're interviewing more guys and gals that are loving to do that.
Yep.
And this is the time of the year when we start putting the vacation, the hunting trip together, the fishing trip up to Canada together and start planning it. So we go out to these shows to see who's out there. And it sounds like you might have some folks at this show, some outfits at this show that you might not find in some of the other shows.
That's true. I mean, there truly are exhibitors that are not exhibiting in any of the other markets down here.
We have a couple that have come out of the SHOT Show that have not been in this area at all, and they have some a hunting decoy for deer and also for ducks, and it hasn't been in the area, and it's only going to be at this show. So.
And if they've been out to the SHOT Show, they're a big deal. That's kind of a little thing that they throw out.
You know, if people haven't heard about this, I mean, obviously, this is only the second year you guys have been here, but if you haven't heard about the St. Paul Bird Buck Bait and Boat Expo, this is not a little show. This is huge. It's going to be about 140 or so, 150 exhibitors. The seminars are going to be phenomenal. Here's some of the speakers. Al Hedebrink was a conservation officer for many, many years. Going to talk about moose. Charlie Nelson is going to talk about fishing. On the he's been around for a long, long time. Dave Dahl is going to talk about fishing Mississippi River.
Who?
Dave Dahl. Not that Dave Dahl.
No. There's another Dave Dahl.
Luke Cavajaz, I think his name is, going to talk about smallmouth. You can learn how to process deer. You can learn how to make sausage. There's all kinds of things happening here. So it's not a small deal. This could be a 4 or 5 hour day easily walking around having a good time. I'm looking forward to this, and we're going to be there from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, you guys will be out there. I just dropped this, actually. Your schedule, you'll be talking, Chris and Ron, I'll talk to them again. Link RV, you mentioned Mike Babcock already, and Russ with Marine General. Boone's Fine Guns, I will be out there. I can't wait. I'm going to try 7:45. You're going to have him on about 11:45. We know how the timing with this show goes, so that could be anywhere between 11
and
1:30. Right. You're going to have Dan Tram out there. Royalty British Kennels. John Pesek, tell me about Royalty British Kennels. That sounds very pip, pip, cheerio.
Well, he's a lab breeder, British lab, and he just produces one of the finest labs out there, and they're good dogs, and he is going to do some seminars as well at the show. And
what a great place to have those kind of seminars, too, with your dogs out there and stuff like that. The Coliseum is perfect for that.
It is, and he's been doing it for, I believe, 18 years.
I love the idea of it being over at the Warner Coliseum because
it's a great location.
Well, we have some fantastic locations here over with the River Center in St. Paul and the Convention Center in Minneapolis. But, you know, they're convention centers. The Warner Coliseum, you've got a little bit outdoor and indoor all in one building and the way it's kind of laid out. We've all been going to the State Fair our entire lives, walking around the circumference of that thing. I have a daughter that was into horses for years. I guess she still is, maybe not as adamantly as she used to be. So we saw a lot of horse shows over there. But, yeah, I love that Coliseum.
And it's free parking.
And free parking.
Yeah, that's
Thank
right.
Thank goodness.
Hey, one thing I think that we did not mention, but if anyone has ever shot themselves a monster buck, elk, moose, whatever you want to have the antlers measured, you can do that there as well?
Absolutely. We have the Minnesota Measurers. We have Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young. You can bring your animal in, and we'll have it scored for you.
Did Chris say free?
Yeah,
it is free.
Okay,
it is
all right. I didn't want to put you on the spot there, but yeah. I thought I heard a free in my left ear over there. Chris and Ron, it's the St. Paul Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo. The doors open over at Warner Coliseum. Everybody knows where that's at, the State Fairgrounds. And the huge parking lot right there at Como. It's not like you got to park, you know, across from Snelling over there and walk all the way. Right there across the lot is a massive lot right across from Warner Coliseum. Doors open at noon on Friday until 9 p.m. Friday night, and then 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Largest selection of fishing and hunting camps ever. We just talked about that a little bit. View massive displays of fish and wildlife by artistic anglers. That's one of those things that, let me check the time here. Yeah, I've got this. We can do this one quick. Can you guys stick around for a little bit longer?
You bet.
I love wildlife art. I really love it, you know, and it's, and I can afford, you know, like postage stamps occasionally of wildlife art, the new duck stamp when it comes out. But it's, I love to walk around big displays of wildlife art. Is that kind of what you're going to have out there?
It's full life size.
Yeah.
I mean, not all of it, but,
yeah,
but quite a bit of it is. He truly is an artist. He does animals that are just beautiful. Actually, they're museum quality, and that's what, that's how he builds it, and that's how we look at it.
So. Yeah. Are any of that for sale over there, or is he just kind of doing a display?
It's a display. I mean, yeah, certainly you can have him mount whatever you have, or
right,
you can certainly have him acquire something for you.
But who are we talking about right now?
Artistic Anglers.
Artistic Anglers.
That's the name of the company that
yes,
does
yeah,
this? Okay,
yeah,
they have a number of different people who do this, right? Okay. How are they compensated? Why are they here?
Well, they're here just to let people understand who they are and what they do. They do it all over the United States. They go to... they've been down to the SHOT Show many, many times. They go to Harrisburg. They go to shows that we produce and have for many years. They have, again, you're talking life-size. You're going to see life-size grizzly, moose. There's a wolf with a that made a kill on a deer that he just finished.
Wow, that should be interesting.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
it really is.
Are we talking about mounts then?
Yeah.
Full-size mounts. I was thinking about painting.
No, this is full-size mounts.
That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Chris and Ron with the St. Paul Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo this Friday through Sunday. Hang on, gang. Let's play a couple of commercials from our fine sponsors, Dan Southside Marine, Fleet Farm, Alumacraft, our newest sponsor, Lakes Trading Company. That's a gun range and shop right up in Forest Lake. We're going to come back and talk more about the Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo at the Warner Coliseum this weekend.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
He's shot down every screamer who's been crowing that he's washed up, that he's busted up, and that he should hang them up. He's not going to do it.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Boomer here from The Ticket Outdoors and my friends at Alumacraft Boats, the official boat sponsor of The Ticket Outdoors. Even though the temps are cold and you guys know I love to talk about ice fishing, right now is an awesome time to buy a new boat because Alumacraft is featuring their annual AlumaCash promotion. Get instant rebates of up to $1,600 to use as a down payment or subtract from the sale price. See your local dealer and find out why Minnesota's Alumacraft is the best deal on the water.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan, Southside Marina's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DanSouthsideMarine.com.
It's the stock-up sale at Mills Fleet Farm. Isobar Windshield Wash is good down to 25 below zero. Go ahead, squeeze the Charmin. Double roll bath tissue is on sale. Stock up on Easter candy with Hershey's chocolates and Easter M&Ms. Keep the birds chirping with KT Wild Bird Food. It's on sale, too. Keep your cats purring with Purina's Friskies Cat Food. And Grade 2 Bulk Hardware is on sale at Mills Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Now, don't forget, boys and girls, we rerun this Sunday mornings at 7 a.m.?
No, 6 sir. A.m. Yes, sir. Get your butt out of bed, Zep.
I'm the professional one on this show, Chris and Ron. Can you believe that?
I do.
I don't think you probably do. I do want to remind our listeners there's a little bit of winter left. We always have one March storm, right? Take the worry out of winter driving by riding on a new set of tires from Mills Fleet Farm. Fleet Farm carries all the best brands. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Roadrunner. They're all there at Mills Fleet Farm. Get some new tires on there. We're talking about a little bit of winter left. Go ahead.
I'm a little concerned because I'm going to go there, and I know I'm going to spend money, and I'm not good at spending money.
No, my Lord, he's got like a dual lock. One's a combination and then a big padlock on his wallet.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. Hey, one of the things, now this is for the entire family as well. There's going to be tons of hunters and fishermen out there, of course. It's going to be a lot of fun, but I want to hear about the face painting because I've got, like I said, 10 grandkids. Tell me what's happening with face painting and what does it cost?
You know, bring your kids down because there's no fee to have their face painted, and the kids absolutely love it. They can pick out what they want painted on their face. They can get a balloon animal, and it is completely free.
You got to keep the kids busy because I know I used to have two daughters, and I would bring them out to these shows, and 15, Dad, I want to, and you can only feed them so much, you know, from the concession stand. Or you're trying to keep nachos. Here's a hot dog. Just keep eating.
Yeah.
And while you're trying to patiently look at some stuff or talk to a guy about a particular resort that you might want to go to. And you've got plenty of that for the family to keep the family busy out at the, I put it down. Wait, the Bird Buck Bait and Boat Expo, St. Paul, Warner Coliseum, happening this Friday. The doors open at noon, runs through Sunday. Our guests, Chris and Ron, here with us. We were talking off air about how this show is different from some of the other shows that come through the cities. And you make it different from each show that you do year after year. But some things that you'll find at this show that you don't think you'll find it at many other shows. We talked about some of the different, now you can find, obviously, we talked about lodges and resorts to do your fishing and hunting at. You'll have some different examples or some different representatives of different places there for this. What about some other things?
Well, again, the gun display that we have coming in from Boone's Fine Guns, it is a massive display. It's I think, between 400 and 500 guns. Most of them, there are some collectibles, but most are new. They're beautiful guns. So you're talking factories like Remington and CZ and Browning, and they just have, I mean, you've got representatives there that will answer your questions. They're not there to sell anything to you. If you want to buy it, great. But if you've got a question about a weapon or whatever your question is, they'll answer it for you.
Hey, Ron, you've been running Shamrock Productions for quite some time. Apparently, you've been doing this for 49 years. When I was a kid growing up, I wanted to be a professional baseball player. How many people grow up and want to be a gentleman who's going to run a productions like this? How did you end up getting into this 49 years ago?
Well, it's a long story, and I'm not going to bore everybody with it.
Thank God.
I was looking for a way to make a living. It was a unique business, and when I started, there were 28 of us, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest.
And now?
There's hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah. We talked about keeping the kids.
And you survived.
I did.
We were talking off air about the DNR being down there again, and those folks. I don't know who draws the straw on that has to go out and work some of those booths, because you'll get the grumpy hunters out there going, you guys and your walleyes and on Malay and this and that, and they get hollered at a little bit. They do a great job. They're going to have their laser shot.
They are.
With that video screen thing, I've done that a couple of times. I love it. And you talk about, there's always a line for that one.
Always there is.
Yeah, for the kids.
Yeah, well, something close to your heart, Zep. I believe you were mentioning off the air earlier, Ron and Chris, that somebody, who, maybe the gentleman who founded Wounded Warrior, is going to be there?
He is. He's based out of Kentucky.
Do you call his name? Because Zepp is big into that stuff, and he's...
I've done a couple of events for Wounded Warriors. I'm not familiar with the man that started the operation, but obviously, I mean, I don't know how you don't support something that, that you know, provides so much support and assistance for those of us, those who have gone and served the country.
I think all of us have an obligation to say thank you to every person that served. And I believe he had 18 surgeries. He was severely wounded. In fact, he's going in March to have another surgery. But he's a really great man. He truly is. Yeah. In my opinion, he's a hero.
Yeah, and then these people, that, and then they get home, and then they just keep giving by starting an organization like this. And I'm sure with this fellow, I don't know. I'm just speculating based on the men and women I know that develop these organizations and start them, as they start when they just get home with a friend, a buddy, a family, a family friend's member or something like that, and then it just grows into a need to do more.
I think he said that last year they took out 130 hunters.
That's wonderful.
Fishing.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, I know there's going to be a group there involved with archery. What the archery specialists, what are the archery specialists and what are they going to be doing?
Well, they're going to be selling bows and archery equipment. They're going to be doing some seminars. And if you're looking for archery equipment, this is the place to come and get it.
Cool.
Yeah, you got this. I'm looking at the layout here. Website. What's that? We haven't given the website. Yeah. You normally do that.
Yeah, go to www.shamrockprod.com and click on the visitor site, and you can see all the seminar speakers or times, everything. You can see the commercial. It's all listed there.
Hey, Ron, Brian asked, Zepp asked Chris, I think, what was her favorite part about the show. What is your favorite? If you had to go see one thing when you were there, bringing your family to this show for the first time, what would you do?
I think just having the opportunity to walk around, and if you're looking to make travel plans for 2015, whether it's Kissimmee, Florida, or whether it's a resort in northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, up in Ontario, it doesn't matter if you want to go to Saskatchewan, you want to go up in the Northwest Territories, it's all there. So you can make travel plans for 2015 here.
My wife and I, about 15 years ago, did a fly-in fishing trip up to Lake Tomihowe, someplace up in Canada. I have no idea where the hell we were at that time. But I told Diana, you know, again, we're both, well, I'm not going to be in a tent anymore. I don't want to do that. We're going to do, I want to do one more fly-in fishing trip. I can find a nice fly-in fishing trip at the Expo. Am I correct?
Absolutely, you can. There are many to choose from, whether you want to go to Ontario or whether you want to go up to Saskatchewan or Northwest Territories or whatever you want to do. One thing is for sure, if you really want an adventure, and I'm not trying to push anybody, but that place that I told you about, Wolf Bay Lodge.
On Phelps. Yeah.
I think the lake is 36 miles long, 6 miles wide, cuts into 5 other lakes. You've got 240,000 caribou coming through there. It's just a beautiful place.
Yeah, well, it sounds just amazing.
It sounds like heaven, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. Our guest, Chris Navratil. And Ron Murphy. It's the St. Paul Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo, February 27th through March, this Friday through Sunday. ShamrockProd.com if you want to check it out. Boy, you weren't kidding that you have something for everybody. Live emu and swan display and a live parrot display.
Yep.
I would, you know, there's no chance I could hunt any of those.
They taste like chicken.
Grandmother, God bless her, just as a parrot, and I just want to hunt that thing so bad. But no, you know, makes her happy, I guess. Live emu and swan display. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And then the kookaburra display. This really is, you know, if you've got the family and they're like, oh, you know how Dad is. That's all he wants to do is hunt and fish. But you can bring the entire family along, and it sounds like they can amuse themselves and see some pretty cool things here that you're not going to find at your average sports show.
No, and you can have your picture taken with a baby kangaroo if you want.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And that's a neat thing.
We mentioned that towards the beginning of the interview, the Australian
exhibit. Hang on, Zepp.
Yeah?
They could have their picture taken with Strewman here. I'll be there.
You and our producer, Mark Lukey, will be broadcasting there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Warner Coliseum for the Bird, Bait, Buck, and I already said that wrong, didn't
Bird, I? Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo. What does it cost to get into this thing?
It's $10 for adults. Okay. And for kids, it's $6. And you're going to be right next to the artistic anglers display.
Oh,
I can't wait.
And kids 5 and under are free. And then there's free parking.
All right.
And free parking right across the street there on Como to the Warner Coliseum. Yeah, that artistic anglers, I don't know, because I was a little confused when I was talking about wildlife art. I was talking about the paintings. But that artistic anglers, now that I see it in here, these are live, full-size body mounts. The one I'm looking at is probably about, that's definitely a Boone and Crockett, probably about a 200 score, a full-size buck. And then you said everything from wolves to bear.
Well,
to,
yes, there are, again, everything that he does, he comes in some with something different. And so this year, there is a grizzly, there's a moose, a full size, there's a wolf that has just made a kill on a deer. There's other life-size ones, too, and I don't want to tell you something that's wrong. I don't know for sure everything that he's going to bring, but I know those that I just mentioned are going to
How many there. Shows are you doing a year?
We do six.
Okay, and are they all called the Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo?
No, sir.
All right, and...
So, we do them in different markets in throughout the Midwest. We just came out of Duluth, Minnesota. We did the Duluth Boat Sports and Travel Show. We've done that 49 years prior to that. The week before, we did La Crosse, and that's the La Crosse Boat Sports Travel and RV Show. And we've done that show for 38 years.
All right, when you walk out the door from Duluth, how long does it take you to get ready for the next one? How much time do you spend getting ready? You're there for 3 days, and you boogie and you go to the next one. What does it take to prepare for this show?
Well, we came out of Duluth, which was a five-day show, and we ended there Sunday night at 5 o'clock when we packed everything and made sure that we cleared the building, came down to Minneapolis, and came into the Warner Coliseum on Tuesday morning.
What a thrill. You know, you must have some of the same exhibitors from Duluth and La Crosse into the Twin Cities. It would be interesting to see where they get most of their business from. Now, this is only the second year. It's not fair to judge just yet. But it'll be interesting to see where they get most of their clients from, what shows.
Yeah, and I can't tell you for sure.
Yeah.
I can tell you that the guy out of South Dakota last year did 36 trips. I know that he booked out of here. A guy out of Ontario, Sid's, I think he did 11 or 12 hunts.
You know, that's an awful lot, because when I was at, I'm not sure if it was the boat show or the sportsman show last year, and I was talking to, before the show, I like to walk around and meet everybody and schmooze, and I asked one of the proprietors, exhibitors there from Ely, okay, in order for this to be a successful show, what do you have to do? And I think they said if you book three, you're doing fine. And if they're booking 8, 10, or 12, one or two of those, they're doing very, very well.
They were, and they were very happy. Not everyone was successful.
Right, well, I understand that. It's
but
a tough
the ones
game.
It is tough, and it's a tough business to be in.
It's got to be.
For them. But again, we're careful as to who we bring in. We make sure that who we bring in has got a reputation, because it's too... Here, bottom line, they hire me when they sign the contract. They fire me when they don't. The consumer hires us when they buy a ticket, and they fire us when they don't.
Right.
I couldn't tell you how many times I've been fired. You couldn't count it.
Yeah. Okay, you mentioned that, okay, you get hired, you get fired. What is the toughest part about your job?
I think the toughest part is just understanding what the consumer is looking for and where the economy is, and then trying to gear everything towards that. And I think, you know, over the years, we've been relatively successful at it, or we wouldn't still be here. So I believe what we have brought into St. Paul is a target for the people of the metro area.
And I just wanted to add, every year that we go into a market, we bring something different. We'd never bring the same, like, for example, the same animals.
Never. Chris, you were mentioning off the air, and it's hard to believe, actually, fishing licenses are expiring this weekend. We're at the tail end here of our hard water ice fishing season, open water, a couple of months away. So guys and gals are getting out, and they're starting to shop for the open water season now. And you were talking about fishing tackle, and you guys have a pretty large selection of it out there.
There is. There's a number of different vendors out there. Marine General is going to be out there with a huge display. Fish Trough is going to be out there with a huge display. There's Rodmaster. They'll be out there with some really interesting products for carrying your rods and tackle. So it's a great show to pick up your needs for fishing this summer, open water fishing.
I'm excited to put this one on my calendar each year. Now it's the St. Paul Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo this Friday. Doors open at noon at Werner Coliseum. Runs through Sunday. Go to shamrockprod.com to check out seminar times, RVs, boats, docks, lodges, charters, fishing tackle, electronics, hunting gear, and much, much more. Chris Navratil and Ron Murphy, our guests with Shamrock Productions. Good luck, and we'll see you out there. I'll try and track you down.
Thank you. We'll look forward to it.
Thanks for being our guest on Ticket Outdoors.
I can't wait for Saturday, boy. I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. And Mark Lukey and Strewman, the wild card out there broadcasting live from 11 to 2.
Yep.
Go out and give them a visit at the Warner Coliseum.
I'll bring my Sharpie.
Speaking of fishing, I think just about the time we got this show started, we had a couple of youngsters in. Can't call them youngsters anymore. They're, I don't know, movie stars, business moguls, Grant and Hunter from HG Bait Company, our guest up next on Ticket Outdoors.
That's the Thursday night hockey series.
To the right wing side, deflected, they score!
A battle for the trip to the state tournament next week. The St. Thomas Academy Cadets and the Eastview Lightning for the Section 3AA title Thursday at 7 p.m.
The Hornets are champions for 2014, back-to-back.
The Twin Cities home for high school hockey.
We highlight games from the best teams in the state.
On Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
It's the stock-up sale at Mills Fleet Farm. Isobar Windshield Wash is good down to 25 below zero. Go ahead, squeeze the Charmin. Double roll bath tissue is on sale. Stock up on Easter candy with Hershey's chocolates and Easter M&Ms. Keep the birds chirping with KT Wild Bird Food. It's on sale, too. Keep your cats purring with Purina's Friskies Cat Food. And Grade 2 Bulk Hardware is on sale at Mills Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale.
Boomer here from the Ticket Outdoors and my friends at Alumacraft Boats, the official boat sponsor of the Ticket Outdoors. Even though the temps are cold and you guys know I love to talk about ice fishing, right now is an awesome time to buy a new boat because Alumacraft is featuring their annual AlumaCash promotion. Get instant rebates of up to $1,600 to use as a down payment or subtract from the sale price. See your local dealer and find out why Minnesota's Alumacraft is the best deal on the water.
The St. Paul Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo presented by Link RV starts Friday, Minnesota State Fairgrounds Water Coliseum. See live baby kangaroos, attend seminars, plan your next trip, measure your rack for free. Shop electronics, fishing, and hunting gear, including the largest selection of firearm safes and archery. Fish for free and win redeemable certificates. Win prizes at Ducks Unlimited and Minnesota Bowhunters booths. See RVs, boats, docks, lodges, and more. Minnesota State Fairgrounds free parking starts Friday. Don't miss it.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Pretty cool stuff. Thanks again to Chris and Ron, Shamrock Productions. Coming on in. That's a big one, Bird, Bait, Buck, and Boat Expo.
You did that real well.
Oh, when they were in here, I couldn't have done that.
I can tell you what, Zepp has not had any cocktails because he would have screwed that up for sure.
No, that's the thing when you go vacationing with your kids. You come back surprisingly sober and fit and
you lost about 5 pounds. You look good. Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo on Saturday from 11 to 2. We're going to be there. I'm telling you, I'm psyched about this, not because of us being on the show. I want to walk around and check this out because I'm excited about, like you talked about, the live mounts and all of that. It's going to be very interesting. It's
gonna
be a lot of fun.
And I love the idea of it being at the Warner Coliseum too. Of course, that's close, and you got the free parking right there.
But you know what? It's centrally located. That is absolutely perfect. You know, we're very blessed to be able to do the Whitetail Deer Classic on March 2nd. I'm not sure what time it is, but I think we're doing March 2nd.
Yep.
But that's in Blaine. So if you're from Eagan or Apple Valley, it's quite a jaunt.
Sure.
The Hippodrome, we used to call it Hippodrome, the Coliseum is right in the middle of downtown St. Paul almost on Snelling Avenue. It's a hop, skip, and a jump for anybody from the Twin Cities. I'm looking forward to that.
That's going to be a fun one. Well, I'll be listening to some of the broadcasts. I've got some other work commitments that day, so I'll be popping in and out. Here, 105 The Ticket. Ticket Outdoors, the podcast available at 105theticket.com. Sometime, just keep checking back if you're just popping in.
By the way, I listened to the podcast. I had a chance to, and I know we have to get to Hunter and Grant here, HB Bait Cole. Thanks for being here, guys. But I had a chance to listen to the podcast. And I listened to the show when Diane and I were in Grand Marais.
Yeah.
And I was on for 20 minutes with you guys talking about what's going on. And what was the old man's name? George Krogh.
George Kroll.
George Kroll.
One of my favorite stories
ever. Called him. Yeah. I called him 2 days ago, thanked him for being on, and he was just as excited as he was the night he was on the air.
84 years old.
And he promised me that he will find out what's going to happen with that bill, and he will let us know. We'll have him back on again. What a story. That was a lot of fun.
I wrote down, I don't remember who his state representative is.
Bach.
Bach. I did write that down and was going to follow up on that. You know, I'm not going to get in there and... lobby for it so much as I just want to kind of keep track of that story. That was a fun story. 84 years old. On the other end of that, what are you guys now? Grant and Hunter Summerhauser. Hunter and Grant. I thought Hunter was in the yellow.
No.
Dang it. Now I don't even care. I'm just going to say Hunter Grant. I'm talking to both of you. Summerhauser, hgbaitco.com, and Rip Some Lips, HG. With your television show, or not television show, but it's an online show that you guys are doing as well. Welcome back to Ticket Outdoors, fellas.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what are you up to?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the seminar we're doing at the Northwest Sports Show.
Yeah, talk about your big sports shows that everybody knows about. We're just introducing one of them here to our listeners this weekend. But the Northwest Sports Show, the last weekend of March there, 27, 28th?
Yeah, it's the 25th to the 28th, but our seminar is...
I don't know.
It's Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th.
Seminar? Big time. Do you get paid for that?
Yeah.
I came back with a cough from vacation. Tell us about the seminar. What time, which day, multiple days, multiple seminars? What are you doing?
Yeah, so Saturday is going to be 12 o'clock during the day. And then Sunday is going to be 11 a.m. And then we're going to be talking about, like, locating and how to catch spring crappie and bluegill.
Yeah. And we should remind our listeners, in case you're blending one show with the other, the HG Baitco guys here, Grant and Hunter, did I get it right that time?
Yeah.
I just have to go opposite of my instinct every time. And hello to your family here. Claire Bear has not been in with us before, but I'm assuming that's your younger sister. Maybe have you just hired on help now? We have child labor laws
in
this country.
They needed someone to do the internet stuff, so they hired Claire,
That'll be your seminar at the Northwest Sports Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Starts, I think, on Thursday evening. That show starts and runs through that weekend over there in Minneapolis. And you guys are doing the seminars. Have you done a seminar yet?
No, first one.
Yeah. Well, you've seen lots of seminars, obviously.
Actually, we haven't watched any seminars, but we're going to be giving away a lot of stuff, some Plano tackle boxes with some of our jigs in them, and we're going to toss a few Frable hats out into the audience.
Yeah. H&G? I have a bookmark. H&G Baitco?
HG. Just HG.
Just HG?
Yeah.
I'm terrible at this. HGBaitco.com is where you can find, you guys make your own jigs and plastics, and that's why we originally had you on. This must have been somebody Strew found, the Summerhauser boys.
Yeah.
And brought you guys in. Was it already been a year ago?
It's been about a year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So when we last talked to you, you guys were just starting to make these jigs out of your basement. How's that coming along? Because I go to the website. You're not doing your own website. That looks pretty slick. I mean, that's pretty sophisticated stuff. Are you doing that?
Well, actually, my uncle helps us out. My uncle Adam. He's pretty much our manager. He helped us out with all the contracts and stuff since we're underage.
Yeah.
But
how old are you now?
15
and 17.
Okay, that was Grant that said 15 and Hunter that said 17. Okay.
So I helped him with the website, my uncle, because I'm more of the tech guy than my brother is. It took a while to do it. The hardest part were like adding the products, because you need to do a whole bunch of different options for colors and sizes.
Grant does a lot of the talking. Hunter, you must be the muscle in this.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't pay up, you visit them, go out there, do a lot of the work. Last time we talked, now you guys, did you have plastics last time we talked to you? I thought you were just doing jigs. Now I see you're doing some plastics too.
Yeah, we're doing both. We kind of expanded our plastic line, and actually we've got a new couple jigs in there too.
Tell us about your new jigs.
We added a round ball head, which we sell in 32nd, 16th, 8th, and 3/8.
Yeah.
And those are good for crappie and trout.
I was at Joe's Sporting Goods, and you guys, I don't know how many stores you're in now, but I didn't know you were in Joe's, and I was in there just about a month ago, and I see HG Baitco.
Yep.
I'm like, that's got to be those guys, unless there's another HG Baitco. I didn't know you guys have sold out to a corporation yet. You haven't?
No.
Are you still doing it, just you two out of the basement with Mom and Dad and Claire Bear?
Yeah, it's just us two. Joe's is actually going to start carrying our marabou jigs, which are going to be sold for like largemouth.
They're
more of a fluff marabou, and then they're going to carry our pyramid and no-roll.
Outstanding. Where are some other places you guys are at? Just while I give everybody a big fat plug here. Don't forget anyone now.
We're still at Fish Lake in Harris. Matt, we don't sell to him because he shut down, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And we sell at a bait shop in Beaver Bay, Minnesota.
Okay, Beaver. Yeah. But if you're looking locally, if you don't want to, you look around online, you want to go to your local place, hgbaitco.com is a good place to find it.
I can tell you what, I had a chance to, last spring, I went to Canada, Rainy Lake, with my son and a buddy of mine, and fished with Tom Baddock.
Yep.
And fished for some nice crappies, and went back there in the fall with our buddy Mark Lukey and his dad. And I went to their home and got some of the crappie candy jigs. Is that what they're called? The candy jigs?
Yeah, the Chanel and the Marabou ones.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I mean, I'm not a scholar, but I tell you what, we kicked butt with those things.
Hey, if they were.
And what I found interesting, and maybe this is, I'm not sure if there's some kind of a pattern or something, but those are the ones that had the sparkly stuff on it, right?
Yeah, that's the Chanel.
Yeah, and they didn't, I mean, they're still in my tackle box, and it doesn't seem like none of that stuff flakes off the jig. Is that part of the process you guys do?
Yeah, that's what we kind of pride our jigs in, is making a good glitter finish that won't come off.
I tell you what it is. Let's talk a little bit about tungsten. You guys do anything with tungsten? Isn't that the big thing these days?
Tungsten is really hard to mold because it's like the hottest melting point of any metal, so you need certain injection machines so
right.
It stays.
Oh, you knew
melty.
That, yeah.
No, I didn't, only because in a separate interview that we did up at the Hardwater Expo, one of those guys was telling us that tungsten that's not something you can easily hand make because you need some big $10,000 machine to do it.
Not just a microwave like these guys have.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is all do it in Mom's microwave.
Yeah.
Guys, now listen, you've been to a lot of shows. I want to double back on the seminar. You haven't done a seminar yet. Are you nervous? Are you practicing at home in front of Mom and Dad and Claire?
Oh, not yet, but we will be. We have some butterflies, but we'll be ready.
Yeah, it's true. What's our secret? Oh, they're not old enough for that. Never mind. No, I'm actually just teasing. Our guests here are Hunter and Grant Summerhauser, hgbaitco.com. I want to talk about Rip Some Lips HG. Is there an HG on the end of that?
Yeah,
I feel like there is.
It's Rip Some Lips with Hunter and Grant.
I've got it bookmarked. You guys, this is your online show that you do. I don't know how often you come up with an episode. I'll be honest, when I heard I was having you guys on, I jumped on the website. When I was still down in Colorado with my daughters and started watching some of the episodes. It's a lot of fun. Talk about that.
We're really getting into it more consistent because I have my license so we can drive more.
Yeah.
And my uncle,
I just love talking to people, entrepreneurs, and their lives are changing as they get, a driver's license.
Yeah.
Different things like this.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I'm sorry, Hunter, go ahead.
And my uncle, he's a really good... He produces our videos, and he really does a good job on it.
Yeah.
Before we take the next step, let's talk about Adam Umbright. What about Adam Umbright is has got you guys going? What's his background?
Well, he has a lot of business experience. He was really into, like, the music production. He used to work at Rock House Productions.
What? Does your old man just sweep your floor for you guys, or what?
He found out that we were trying to make our videos, and then he just decided to help us out. He gave us some wireless mics, and it started from there. Then he uses like Final Cut Pro to edit our videos as I edit them. Then he just produces them, and we upload them on our YouTube page, which is continuously growing month after month.
Yeah, I highly recommend everybody check these guys out and follow along. It's very entertaining. Rip Some Lips, HG.com is the website, and then they've got their Facebook page on there and their YouTube. Like they said, subscribe to that, and then every time they post a video, you get a little notification on your YouTube.
Yeah, I don't want to continue to emphasize your age, but it's a big, big deal. When I was 14 or 17 years old, or Zep was 14 or 17.
I don't think I ever was.
No, I'm sure you
maybe,
weren't.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All I was doing is playing baseball, and that was about it. So what you guys are doing is pretty phenomenal. Be proud of yourselves. Don't get cocky, but be proud of yourselves because it can stop in a flash here. As far as you know, is there anybody else approximately your age doing anything like this within the five-state area? Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't heard a lot about the tackle business, but I've seen people start to get sponsors, some smaller companies, but We've really put the time in, and you have to put in the work if you want to get out of it what you desire to. And we've picked up a couple more sponsors along the way. We just picked up with AquaView, and we're trying to do some work with Alumacraft, and we're gonna start something with Hummingbird and Minn Kota.
Wow. Good for you guys.
Some big hitters there. And you know, I'll be honest with you. When Hunter and Grant Sommerhauser first came into our studio sometime around a year ago, I thought, what a novelty. What a kind of a cool thing. Young guys doing things. But you guys are starting to get some traction now. You're getting older. You're figuring it out. Do you notice now that you're being taken more seriously in the industry for what you do rather than just being a couple of young guys doing something in the industry?
Yes, I mean, we found that out a lot since we first started picking up Frable. People take you a lot more serious when you're with a company that
right?
big.
Yeah.
And we've just built relationship with professional fishermen like Eric Hadia, Aaron Weeb. Our jigs are going to be on his show this
How
year.
How cool is that?
He's going to do probably do something, come on stage with us for a little bit for
he's
our
nuts.
Seminar.
He's crazy.
That's why people
Aaron
watch
is,
him.
Yeah. And Eric, they're all cut. All you guys are nuts. If you're doing this kind of stuff, you're crazy in the first place. We've had all those guys on the air, and we love them all. They're wonderful. Aaron's a great young man. Eric is as cool as can be. And I want to see his 9-pound bass, but he let that one go.
Yeah, he did. You guys, we've only got another minute here, and we've got to cut you loose. I hope we have a chance to talk to you before, or if not, at the Northwest Sports Show when we do our broadcast out there. But business aside, and people can check that out, and I invite them to do so at hgbaitco.com and ripsomelips.hg.com. But are you guys getting out and having any fun? You doing some things? You doing some fishing? Are you taking some time off to just get out and get some kicks and have some fun? Anybody dating anyone?
No time for that. No, and then I want to say
just what
something,
Mom wanted to hear.
On our website, if you're listening to this or you're going to be at our seminar, on our website we're going to have a 20% discount if you enter the code seminar, no caps, just seminar. We'd appreciate if you went over to our website and checked that out.
All business.
How do they find?
I like it.
How do they guys find you? Anybody wants to find you? What do they do? Where do they go?
You can actually like us on Facebook. Just type in HG Baitco. Visit our ripsomelips.hg.com or hgbaitco.com.
All right. Yep. If I had $100 in my pocket, I said, okay, right now, boys, I will give $100 to one of you guys for 2 hours of fishing to the guy who catches the most fish, the most keepers. Who's it going to be?
Me. I don't know, I really got into the watching YouTube and just kind of studying what they tell you and just putting in the time.
You guys are really cool, amazing. You're just as intense, and if not more intense, than you were when we had you in a year ago, and it sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Hunter and Grant Sommerhauser, hgbaitco.com, ripsomelipshg.com. Yeah. Find them on YouTube at ripsomelips. Guys, thanks for coming in. I know we'll see you at the Northwest Sports Show, if not before. I don't know if you guys probably have looking there. Too busy. You guys are cool. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank
you.
Thanks for having us on.
All right. There they go. Grant and Hunter from HG Bait Company and Justin Greco and some of his friends with Fishing with Vets when we come back with Ticket Outdoors.
Pure Sports Talk, 105 The Ticket.
The St. Paul Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Expo, presented by Link RV, starts Friday at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds Water Coliseum. See live baby kangaroos, RVs, boats, lodges, fishing, and hunting gear. Register for prizes and fish for free. Starts Friday, Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Free parking. Don't miss it.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
You save big money. You save big money when you shop Menards.
Check out the great deals now during Menards' March to Savings Sale. Think spring with big savings on a fantastic selection of top quality building materials. Whatever you're building, Menards has the best deals on everything you need to get the job done, all at the lowest prices. Build your dream deck with rustic solid composite decking by UltraDeck. It's durable, low maintenance, and features an embossed wood grain texture. Plus, it features hidden fastener installation, available in even lengths up to 20 feet. Save big on rustic solid composite decking by UltraDeck. With deals this great, it's the perfect time to get a head start on your spring projects. Now during Menards, March to Savings Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
From the Mills Fleet Farm Studios, WTDX Lakeville, WRXP Cambridge, WGVZ Eden Prairie, a Cumulus station.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Well, that's why we call him the wild card. It's true, man. He's just causing trouble everywhere he goes.
Yeah, I have not been in trouble yet tonight. Hey, how about the guy?
Yeah.
The guy's on his deathbed, right? And he's with his wife, and he's got a couple of kids in the hospital room. And he asked the nurse to come in, and he says to the nurse, I want a witness here when I do this. So he says, for my wife, you get all the apartment bills, all the apartment buildings on the east side of the lake. And Junior, you take all the single-family homes on the south side of the lake. And sweetheart, Missy, you get all the condos on the north side of the lake. Is that clear? Everyone shakes their head. Yeah. It's a big, big deal. After this, the nurse pulls the wife along to the side and says, my God, your husband must have worked so hard to acquire all of this real estate. And she says, real estate? What real estate? He's got a paper route. All right, Strewman's back in town.
Can't make me laugh, but I have this cough.
What do we have here? What do we got on?
We've got the board members here. We've got the entire board team here. Justin Greco, Justin Bailey, Jeremy Colson, Fishing with Vets. Fellas, welcome to Ticket Outdoors.
Thanks for having us.
All Vets? All vets here, Justin, yep. And Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
Justin,
yes.
Bailey and Jeremy Colson, thank you for your service.
I'm
just curious, where did you guys serve? With who? With what? But
I was in the Marine Corps from 94 to 98, Minnesota National Guard from 2010 to 2013.
Outstanding.
I was in the Army from 2004 to 2012.
Outstanding, all right. I did Army and South Dakota National Guard from 1984 to 1993, I think they finally kicked me out. I got out a little bit early of the National Guard because I got some extra points in that whole golf play thing.
The question I always ask to people who have been in the military for 8 or 10 years or so.
Yes, it was a stupid decision.
No. But why hang it up after 8 or 10 years when you get a pension after 20? That's going to be a tough decision, I would think. You gave 8 years of your life.
Yeah, I got hurt and I got to get out medical reasons.
Yep. Good for you.
I had a buddy 15 years, still have a buddy 15 years Marines, and he was a lifer, but he had a heart condition and they had to cut him loose. I think about it every day now that I'm 49 years old. Son of a, I would have, but you know, when you're a kid and you're young like that, and at some point when you feel like getting out, you just want to get out. You know, you're starting a family, you want to move, and whether you're drilling one weekend a month or still in the service. So there are different reasons. Let's talk about Fishing with Vets.
Yeah.
Justin Greco, we got introduced to you in Fishing with Vets. Blaine Kircher, one of our buddies, and Mark Lukey, our producer here, found you guys. I found your Facebook page, and it just reminds me of, you know, all of these things, the Legions and the VFWs and all those. What were all those things that my dad and my grandfather went to? They had all those organizations because it was important for guys and
the Lions Club and the Kiwanis. And,
it's important for veterans, I think, when they come home or when they are at home, just that's our kind to get together and do things with. And I think it's especially important for a lot of young men and women that are coming home from some of these, you know, recent actions around the world. But talk about how Fishing with Vets got started.
Yeah, what's special about our group is if you sign it on the dotted line, we want you to participate.
Yeah.
And it started about last week in December when a veteran on Facebook page had offered or asked for some help.
Yeah.
3 hours later, a GoFundMe had started. The guy got $500 and got a brand new flasher and a fish house.
Nice.
And I was kind of chirping in on that thing, and I said, well, we should do something about this. Why don't we help others out? And they said, go for it. And I said, well, all right.
Yeah, there you go, big mouth. Yeah. Get her started.
Absolutely. Yeah. And within 6 weeks now, we're close to 1,200 members in our Facebook page, and we have a website up, and we've had outings. We just had a great outing on Lake Winnie, and it was just amazing. We've gone to Mille Lacs. We've gone to White Bear Lake. We did St. Croix River. Yep. So we're doing kind of these smaller outings, and now we're looking a little bigger and a little bit better of doing kind of grander events in this next year. So we just had a meeting of the minds today of what we're going to plan our year about, and we've got some big stuff that we want to do and some adventures.
Wanting to do big stuff and being able to do big stuff, that takes, I'm guessing...
Money.
Yeah, baby, money. So how do you raise your money? Corporate sponsors, private donations, all the above?
All the above, and we're open and ready for all of that. Right now we have a GoFundMe. That's kind of our base thing, and we're going to work on doing shirts and hats and slowly grow.
Are you guys primarily just here in Minnesota? I mean, I'm sure you'll take vets, you know, throughout the Midwest or wherever.
We're reaching all over the country right now. We've got somebody down in Georgia that just won a contest for the Bass giveaway. And I'd like to have Justin kind of touch on the $15,000 in giveaway guided trips that we've done in just a short amount, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of just reached out to a group. I'm part of HSM Outdoors, and I just kind of reached out to them since they got contacts kind of all over. Just went over there and said, hey, I'm starting a little group for the vets. I was just wondering if you guys will volunteer, you know, guide services, since you guys do all that. And within seconds, every one of them was dropping everything they had, saying, here, you guys gave all, so we're trying to give back. And it's just small community coming together real quick.
You know, there are some things, and I know people, and I do a different vet events and stuff like that, where we do motorcycle ones, so you get the motorcyclists that show up for that, and that makes sense, obviously. But fishing, I mean, who in this state doesn't love to fish,
right?
And I've noticed about among Midwesterners, Minnesota in particular, my home state of South Dakota and Wisconsin, I've done some events over there, people really want to thank and help vets. And so fishing with vets, to me, I just went, duh. I mean, and that's what happened about a year ago with you. You went, yeah, fishing with vets. Is this just now the video that I saw, the most recent event that you had on Lake Winnie was obviously ice fishing. Open water?
Open water. We're going to be year-round. And a core of what we are is really an open forum. And we're a forum where if there's a guy out there or a vet out there that says, I've got an open seat in my fish house or in my boat or in my car, whatever it is, they're going to post it on our Facebook page, and we're going to find somebody to go with them and go fishing. And that's at the core of what we're all about.
You don't have to be a vet. Be a family member that likes this and knows a vet that isn't getting out as much, he or she isn't doing as much. Maybe they came home and they're just not blending in quite as well. But, you know, they loved to fish, you know, when they were a kid and all that stuff. Like the page and invite them to like it and see if you can get them in touch. I bet one day out fishing with you guys at one of your events would be just the kind of medicine they'd need.
Zep, but that's the tough part right now. There's a lot of vets that don't ask.
Yeah.
And active servicemen that we want them to get involved, or they're not on Facebook, and we've got to find a way to reach out to them. It's those people that we really want to make it our core piece and find a way to get them to go fishing.
Yeah.
Because it was so fun to get this group of guys together, and everybody's bonding and staying in a cabin together and horsing around.
Yeah.
Like they were, you know, in boot camp again, I guess. You know,
somebody is
sharing these sort of memories. And it's just a blast to get them together. And then also these smaller little outings that we do, whether it be 5, 6, 10 guys, and they're going fishing and spending the day on the lake, and that's awesome.
I would think that this thing is growing so quickly that you would be concerned, like, oh, we built ourselves a monster. Now what the hell do we do?
Right, yeah. Justin's shaking his head.
That would be a fun problem, maybe.
It is, and we sometimes do have to take a step back and tone it back a little bit, and that's why, you know, I started the day with 15 events, and Justin turned it down to 4, and I think we could really focus on that and have kind of some smaller ones, but really be able to put our time into it. And yeah, it is. It's absolutely exploding because I think people believe in this.
Yeah.
And they like it. It's not just a wounded warrior, or it's not just a veteran. It's everybody that's signed on the dotted line. We want to help you. We want to reach out. We want to make your life better. And we want to spend some time and forget about everything.
And hang out with like-minded people that have the same experiences and that sort of thing. You probably grew up doing the same kinds of things you did. Talk about some of the events that are coming up. You mentioned 15. You said, was it Jeremy or Justin?
Justin got it down to 4.
They're chopping down to 4. I would like to, by the way, those of you listening, I know that because of the time of day it is, we have a lot of listeners that sit at home and listen. Facebook, all I did was fishing with vets. and it was pretty much comes up right away. I'm trying to remember the logo. You guys have a pretty snazzy logo, but click on that. That's a great place to get started. The website is there. You can find the video for the event on Winnie there as well. So anyway, having done that, I'm going to look at Justin Bailey. Justin, what are some events you guys are focusing on or trying to get put together this year?
He started us out with kind of, he wanted to do event all kinds of, which is great and all, but limited resources, limited time and all that. We're going to try to focus on four events. We're going to try to do two on the ice and two on open water this year and try to build everything together and see what we can come up with for this summer or this coming year.
That's got to take an awful lot of work. You talked about working with HSM Outdoors, but picking up the phone and calling all of those places, whether it be Clam or whoever you guys are working with, and all probably very generous companies, but takes a certain amount of effort. What's more difficult, getting people individually involved or getting corporations?
It's planning the events. I mean, just that small Winnie trip. I talked more to these three than I did my wife. I mean, it was just constantly, we're sitting there Facebooking back and forth, and this came up and that came up. And then, also dealing with the other stuff that we've been working on, and it's turned into a full-time job. We all have jobs, so it's been interesting.
I'm sitting here with Justin Greco, Justin Bailey, Jeremy Colson. It's Fishing with Vets. Check it out on Facebook, Fishing with Vets. Do you guys have the website, Fishing with Vets? I guess I didn't check that out.
We do have a fishingwithvets.com website.
Okay.
It's up. We're building right now, so we're slowly getting it going, and it's one step at a time.
I mean, we're 6 weeks into this thing.
6 weeks,
and the way it has grown is just
right
so
out
fast.
The wrapper. I'm going to turn you over to Stru when we come back. Fishing with Vets and Stru, the man, the wild card on Ticket Outdoors. Back
from the locker room to your radio, tune in the Wake Up Call from the writers of Cold Omaha every Sunday morning at 8.
I like when the Timberwolves can stay with an elite team.
There's a lot of energy in the building anytime it's close. They do need to win a few games. The other thing, too, is you're going to feel stupid if you kind of, tank it down here. You never measure yourself up against the greatest teams, and you might not even get the number one pick. You might have the worst record, and knowing the Timberwolves' history, they're going to end up with the third or fourth or fifth pick.
The Wake Up Call with Cold Omaha on Minnesota's Sports Radio, 105 The Ticket.
It's the stock up sale at Mills Fleet Farm. Isobar Windshield Wash is good down to 25 below zero. Go ahead, squeeze the Charmin. Double roll bath tissue is on sale. Stock up on Easter candy with Hershey's chocolates and Easter M&Ms. Keep the birds chirping with KT Wild Bird Food. It's on sale, too. Keep your cats purring with Purina's Friskies Cat Food. And Grade 2 Bulk Hardware is on sale at Mills Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale.
The iconic Minnesota Deer Classic Sport Expo is back at the National Sports Center in Blaine, March 6th through the 8th, featuring the biggest names in the hunting industry with new products, techniques, and seminars. Chat with top guide services. An official antler and trophy measuring is free. Bring the kids for the fishing pond and join the boys from the Ticket Outdoors Sunday, March 8th for a live broadcast from 11 to 1. That's the Minnesota Deer Classic at the National Sports Center in Blaine from March 6th through the 8th. For more info, visit nscoutdoors.org.
Smokes! That's the fourth straight kill shot.
I've been getting in some practice.
Is that a new rifle, too?
Yep, traded for it.
Make that five.
Lakes Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, and receive expert firearms training. Permit to carry classes are also available at the indoor range. LakesTradingCo.com.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan Southside Marine's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DanSouthsideMarine.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
See my friend, or is have another sip over there? What's going on?
What's that? I'm pushing buttons, man. Jeepers. I'm making this happen. The magic. You come over and sit on this side of the counter someday.
No, I don't get paid the money you get paid.
He gets a little scratchy in the 7 o'clock or in the 8 o'clock hour, boys and girls. We rerun this Sunday mornings from 6 to 8 o'clock, or you can find the podcast on 105theticket.com whenever Mark Lukey gets off his butt and gets it posted. Usually in the next day or two, we get that done. Mark Lukey. And it's true, you guys will be broadcasting this weekend, 11 to 2.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We're going to be at the Bird Buck Bait and Boat Expo at the Coliseum at the State Fairgrounds. It's going to be a good time. 3 hours of interviewing all the exhibitors down there. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. We're talking with vets about Fishing with Vets on the Facebook page. Just go to fishingwithvets.com. Just punch in Fishing with Vets. You guys will find it. Justin Greco, Justin Bailey, Jeremy Colson. We were talking off the air. This show never really stops you. A lot of the stuff we do off the air, I wish we could get on the air sometimes. But let's talk about some of the events you got coming up. But there was, what was the other thing that we were talking about? And I said, make sure that you get that. We've got to get that information out. Oh, Fox 9. You guys are going to be on Fox 9 tonight?
Tonight at 9 o'clock, yep.
Oh, boy. There you go, ladies. You're picturing them in your mind right now.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. Good luck on Fox 9 tonight. What did Fox 9 do with you guys?
They came up to the Brainerd Gull Lake event that we had last Sunday and did some shooting around and did some interviews with Justin and myself and a few others up there.
Leah Bino?
No.
Oh.
I don't remember her name.
I don't. Amy, I'm sure.
I do. Amy Hocken.
Oh, Amy Hocken, yeah. Amy's fantastic. I don't know her that well, but I have this crush on Liam Bino, and she's mad at me.
Some kind of email that they wanted. What's the email that if someone has a question?
Fishingwithvets@gmail.com. Fishingwithvets@gmail.com. Send in some photos. Guys, we were talking. I mean, I think it was Jeremy Bailey that brought it up, that if you know a vet, a lot of times vets need a little bit of a push. I know a Vietnam vet for 20 years that I've been trying to get out to one stinking veteran event to let him know that things have changed. The mentality of it has changed. What America thinks about their service has changed a great deal from the time when he served. Yeah, I'll just never get him out. And sometimes myself, when I, was done serving, I thought, people would be a vet thing. I'm like, I don't know those guys. What am I going to talk about? And I had a blast every time I went out and did it. So it's about, everybody knows a vet. It's about, getting them off their duff because they really are going to find a very rewarding experience. You're going fishing, for crying out loud, with a bunch of guys, and I'm sure some gals as well. A lot more women serving now than ever have in the history of our United States. So do you have some women involved yet?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got quite a few.
Actually, we just gave away a fully guided trip by one of the top females in the state, guide to a female veteran not too long ago.
Oh, outstanding. Great.
Well, from Georgia, actually. We'll have her on the air. Get us some information. We'll have her on the air.
Yeah, talk about that. How much? When you talk to some of the vets that show up to these events, and the one that I saw in Lake Winnie on the Fox Report up in Duluth, it looked like you had quite a generation, several generations covered there. Maybe a Korean War vet.
What was it, 72?
18 to 72.
So they had a Korean War vet in there, probably. Well, 72. My dad's 70. It's probably Vietnam.
It was a Vietnam. Yeah. We had two Vietnam vets.
We do have one Korean vet that's following us. He was awesome. The Brainerd.
Yeah.
Event buddy.
Yeah, those fellas are getting pretty old now, too.
Trip.
Yeah.
Yep.
We put him on a sturgeon fishing trip, an awesome sturgeon fishing trip up in the Rainy River this year, so he's going to have a good time.
Yeah, that's pretty. So we're not just talking about going out and fishing for a little panfish here and there every once in a while. You guys sound like you have some pretty exotic things planned or some trips available to give to vets.
Oh, we got some awesome trips lined up to give them. We gave them a 50-inch class musky trip, nice. And they're not going to quit. Sturgeon fishing on the Rainy River, 3 days in Canada. To go fish with Tom Baddock, actually, all inclusive.
Can I mention that I'm a veteran?
Can I?
I've got my paperwork.
Enlist? I want to sign up right now.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If you got a trip going
Air
up
Force
with Tom Baddock, Tom Baddock is someone we've had in the air a couple of times, and I had a chance to go fishing with him twice last year. In fact, our buddy Mark Lukey and his old man went up with us in August, and Tom Baddock is as good as they come as far as taking care of you. He's a wonderful man, and he's donating two-day trip also for our Wildwood Lions Foundation Sportsman's Dinner next week on Monday. So, yeah, that's you got the right people involved, that's for sure.
Tom did say that since it's a veteran and he's a pilot, he's going to fly all the way from Canada to Minneapolis, pick up the vet in a little plane, and turn around and fly.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing, isn't it?
So that's now you're getting some people off their butts out there listening. Fishing with Vets, find them on Facebook. And did we mention the website? Is the website? But you guys almost sound like you prefer them to go to Facebook, kind of pick you up there. And that's right, Justin Greco, you were mentioning, follow the forum. I like stuff on Facebook all the time. And then you kind of lose it in the homepage, or you don't, you know, maybe you trip across it every once in a while. But if you join the forum, then you get notifications. Everybody knows what that is, a little notification thing. And it says Fishing with Vets just posted a new event or something like that. And it brings it to your attention. So make sure when you like it, click on it and follow. There's a couple of different ways you can do it, but join the forum or follow as a subscribe.
Join
to the
like page right now, and then we kind of shut the forum down a little bit to kind of tweak it a little bit. But right. We're going to relaunch that thing back up tomorrow. So
right.
We're talking with Justin and Jeremy with Fishing with Vets, right? And I'll tell you what, I think the first really big adventure, you just started this thing, I don't know, a couple of months
six weeks
ago, and you had an event up at Winnie, right?
Winnie was our biggest one. We also did the St. Croix River. We had about 15, 20.
All right, so how do you start this? I mean, what can someone expect if someone says, I want to be involved, I'm a veteran, how do I get involved, and what can I expect when I go up to Big Winnie or wherever you guys go?
Absolutely. Basically, it starts with the small outings that we're doing, and that's seeing what we're posting on the Facebook page, and the bigger events, the Lake Winnie took a little bit of time, but they said, hey, I want to go. And we said, okay, so we had some guys that didn't have enough funds to kind of go. And we just made it happen out of our own pocketbooks and made sure that they could do it. And obviously, we want to get to the point where nobody has to pay for anything for these trips. And that's something that we'll work forwards to. But it, not only is it the big events, the four ones that we have planned, but little small events that were, hey, I'm going fishing on Saturday, who wants to go? And then all of a sudden you got a group of 10, 15 guys fishing.
All right, you got these guys, the guys you're trying to reach are the guys who are maybe withdrawn, kind of in their own little space right now, not comfortable going out and being as exposed as we would like them to be. 99% of those guys don't have fishing equipment and stuff. What happens?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. We've also donated a lot, over $5,000 in fishing equipment. And that's come from our own members where they will bring the stuff to me, and then I'll post, hey, who needs this? And then there's been three guys that had absolutely nothing. I got them an auger. I got them a fish house. I got them a poles. I got them a flasher. I mean, we gave them everything so they go out and go fish this winter.
This is crazy. You're going to have to. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a chef.
Okay, you're a chef?
Yes.
Oh, did you watch Master Junior Chef last night?
I did last night.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And that landed.
I tell you, you
got to
watch it.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, you got to watch it. The ending is great. But anyway, so if this thing goes as well as it's gone already, and it's going to explode, obviously, because a lot of people need your help, you can't do everything.
Actually, if these guys are willing to say, okay, I'll go on a trip, that's all I got to do, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll go pick them up. We'll bring them to the trip. We'll do everything. We'll get their gear. That's what we're there for. Then we'll even bring them back home after the trip's done. All they got to do is be willing
door-to-door
to go.
Door-to-door service.
That's Justin Bailey and Jeremy Colson just piped in there. Why, guys? Why are you doing this?
It's what they fought for. It's what they deserve.
Yeah.
So why not let them enjoy it?
Yeah, I couldn't agree anymore. I think go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, I think one of the greatest things, too, is we have a lot of support from people that aren't veterans.
Yeah.
Who have the ability to get out, and they're driving. They love what we're doing. They're passionate about what we're doing. We're providing product to them to help and say thank you to our veterans.
Guys and gals out there that have served, it's okay if people say thank you. I think sometimes they're a little bit hesitant to come out to these events because you get a lot of people, thank you for your service, and they hand you a card, and sometimes you get a coin, and there's a pin, and mothers hug you, and it gets emotional, and you think about your buddies, and you think about your service, and you think, I'm just going to stay home and watch the TV this weekend, but I really can't encourage you enough to get out there and get involved with this kind of stuff. I guarantee you, I tell you what, if you don't laugh your tail off, if you aren't moved, if you don't have a lot of fun doing something like this, I will personally reimburse you for any cost that's the gas to get there, your meals or anything, because it's just getting off your butt and doing it. And sometimes that takes a family member. Fishing with Vets on Facebook. Get on there, give it a like, whether you're a veteran or not, or whether you just support an organization like this, and maybe you can, I don't know, get a veteran introduced to it. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Reach out. That's all we can say is reach out. You know, I'm not a veteran, but I have a family that are. You know, two grandparents and two uncles.
Yeah.
you know, it's a big part of our life. And as a young kid, spending time on the Air Force Base and up in North Dakota. And, you know, that was my summers as a kid. And that's why I wanted to reach out.
Beautiful area.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah, real flat. But everybody has their reason to get involved, whether it's a family member or they're active or, you know, they're retired or whatever it is. But we're all there for the same reason. Yeah. That's to help these ladies and gentlemen out.
Yeah, I don't know what it was like. You know, I mean, I know what it was like for my father and I know what it was like for my grandfather through their stories. But in my era, the 1980s and the 1990s in the service, it was there was never a sense of veterans and civilians. It was all of us in it together, and that's where these kind of things come from. We're all in it together, whether you served or not. It takes, you know what, to put all that stuff that we need to go over there and do whatever it is that we need to get done. It takes an entire nation, and you get to go fishing. This isn't one of those stuffy things where you got to sit in a room and talk about, you know, this and that or, you know, vote on stuff. You're just going out and going fishing. That's the best part of it.
You know, yesterday I was at Walmart, and I helped an old lady push her grocery cart out to her car, and I felt really good about myself. I'm feeling pretty small right now compared to what you guys do. I mean, I thought I did a hell of a service. Yeah. This is nothing. I'm a nobody.
Go ahead and like the page, and we'll share the page, and we'll do all that for you guys. You know, Justin Greco, the guy that really, you know, put his money and his time and his effort where his mouth was one day when he piped up and said, why don't we have a fishing with vets and you guys are just getting this started. What do you want our listeners to know before you run off and be TV stars?
Well, share this page.
Yeah.
Believe in what we're doing.
And yeah, that's great. Thank you. Don't just like it. Share it.
Share it. Everybody, that's important. The more people we can reach out to, the better.
And it costs you absolutely nothing to just like the page. But because you like it, somebody else might like it and find out about it, and it could be a great value to them.
Yeah, and even some part of our forums, I mean, they're not just always talking about fishing. They're talking about going to the VA and carpooling there. I mean, it's steamrolled into other great things as well. And one last thing I wanted to push is it's the end of the year, and if you have a fish house that you don't want anymore, we'd love to have it.
Right, exactly. We talked about the fishing licenses expiring this weekend. You got to get them renewed. But the fishing houses, I think, go through, I don't know, we'll have to ask Boomer.
Monday.
Through Monday? You have to have them off on Monday? Is that when it is?
Second.
Yep. Oh, second Monday, okay. I never know exactly when that is, but I'll get an angry call if I get it wrong. So as that's wrapping up, if you got a fishing house, the old shack, you know what? That's a great...
We'll fix it up.
Just donate it. Let these guys fix it up. And then you can tell the old lady, well, I donated it to Fishing with Vets. I need another one.
So if I've got a fishing house that's on Bald Eagle, it's a decent house. It's got four holders and solid condition, all that, but I'm tired. I'm done with my game.
Yeah.
And I say, listen, you guys want it?
I'll come get it.
You'll go come get it.
Absolutely. We'll come get it.
That's just how it happens right there. Fishing with
Vets. Man,
Justin
Greco, you guys.
Justin Bailey, Jeremy Colson. Thanks, guys. Pretty impressive stuff. We'll help you spread the word, and good luck with everything, and can't wait to keep tabs on you, and guess watch you on the big old TV
screen. We'll have to contact Mr. Dave Orrick, and maybe Dave Orrick with a nice article on these guys.
I bet he'd love to do an article on these guys.
Absolutely.
Right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming
in to Ticket Outdoors.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
If you put on 23, you put Jordan on your back, and that's what Zach LaVine did. He really lived up to the moment.
In one of the biggest stages in basketball.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
The St. Paul Bird, Duck Bait, and Boat Expo, presented by Link RV, starts Friday. Minnesota State Fairgrounds Water Coliseum. See live baby kangaroos. Attend seminars. Plan your next trip. Measure your rack for free. Shop electronics, fishing, and hunting gear, including the largest selection of firearm safes and archery. Fish for free and win redeemable certificates. Win prizes at Ducks Unlimited and Minnesota Bowhunters booths. See RVs, boats, docks, lodges, and more. Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Free parking starts Friday. Don't miss it.
Boomer here from the Ticket Outdoors and my friends at Alumacraft Boats, the official boat sponsor of the Ticket Outdoors. Even though the temps are cold and you guys know I love to talk about ice fishing, right now is an awesome time to buy a new boat because Alumacraft is featuring their annual Alumacash promotion. Get instant rebates of up to $1,600 to use as a down payment or subtract from the sale price. See your local dealer and find out why Minnesota's Alumacraft is the best deal on the water.
It's the stock-up sale at Mills Fleet Farm. Isobar Windshield Wash is good down to 25 below zero. Go ahead, squeeze the Charmin. Double Roll Bath Tissue is on sale. Stock up on Easter candy with Hershey's Chocolates and Easter M&Ms. Keep the birds chirping with KT Wild Bird Food. It's on sale, too. Keep your cats purring with Purina's Friskies Cat Food. And Grade 2 Bulk Hardware is on sale at Mills Fleet Farm Stock-Up Sale. Love it.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Well, we didn't kick him out. We asked him to stick around while we had Boomer on here a little bit. So Justin, and Jeremy are going to hang out here with us for a little bit as we go to the man down in the land of tan. Well, that's the old DJ and me coming out. Boomer! Chasing tuna down in Florida. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, guys. How are you guys doing this evening?
Oh, a lot of fun. We're having a great show. We had Hunter and Grant Sommerhauser in, you know, hgbaitco.com. Those guys are going to be doing their first seminar, their very first seminar at the Big Old Northwest Sports Show a month from now.
Oh, man. I tell you what a great show. I've actually been streaming you guys before I reveal my location of where I'm catching these fish, but what an awesome show to have the Bird Bait and Buck Expo guys. And True and Mark here are going to go down there and rock the house for about 3 hours. And then HG Bait Company, you know, Grant and Summer. I mean, those guys started as a couple kids with a passion and a dream. And follow that dream of starting this bait lure company. And now they've got these big sponsors. And, Jeff, you were talking about, you saw those boys' stuff at what, Joe's Sporting Goods stores?
Joe's Sporting Goods. Yeah. I saw it there as well. A couple of weeks ago, I was out there. Joe's Sporting Goods store. They're up in Fish Lakes bait store as well. There are a couple of places. I thought they were at Blue Ribbon as well, but I could be wrong. But, yeah, they're out there. They're out there. Hey, I'll tell you what, Boom. You know what's really cool about it? You weren't here. You met these guys. I think you met these guys about a year ago. They were one of our first guests about a year ago. And if you look at them being at the age of 14 or 17, they're probably young boomers, and I mean that as a compliment. No, I mean...
He doesn't often compliment boomers.
Yeah, I don't compliment people very often,
that.
No. Yeah. But you look at these kids and compare them to 75% of the kids who are 14 years old who are playing their frickin' video games and sitting on their butts. This is an amazing story, and we'd love to support HG Bait Co. as long as we can. I think they're the real thing.
Hey, Boomer, have you ever used any of their jigs or plastics? That'll put you on the spot there, buddy.
You know what? To be honest with you, Zep, I have not used them in the water, but I've checked them out. And I can tell you, those two boys know what they're doing. They pay attention to detail. And this is something that I think we're going to see, and it's going to be a great story to tell as a couple Minnesota boys that had the passion to, you know, do the right thing, keep their head focused on what their dream was. And, you know, who knows? It could be the next big thing for fishing.
But also, they'll probably own this show someday. We'll be working for
them. Yeah, and it all boils down to support as well. Mom and Dad are supporting them 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's talk about you, Boom. Where the hell are you? What's going on?
Well, first I want to give my respect to the guys there, Justin and crew with Fishing with Vets, because that personally, guys, touches me pretty deep. I know we have a lot of talks after the show, but my entire family was military, from Dad and Grandpa in the Navy and the other side of the family in Army, and my brother in the Marines, and I wanted to go to the Navy as well, but then when I was lucky enough, I got a ball scholarship, and Dad's like, all right, you're going to follow that pursuit.
Yeah.
But I just want to thank those guys on air, because for what they're doing, we can never give enough to honor those folks that have served in harm's way. So, Justin, crew, sorry I couldn't be there in studio to shake your hand, but thanks for everything that you do to help our vets when they get home. I really appreciate it.
Go ahead. Say something, boys.
Thanks, Boomer.
Well, that was good. He's...
Yeah, that and you threw fishing in there with Fishing with Vets, and you were going to have, you could have said fishing with, I don't know, fishing with morons or something, fishing with murderers.
Well, maybe we can get,
and Boomer would have been, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and support that because it's fishing.
Maybe we can get Boomer to come out on one of our fishing expeditions, huh?
I bet you wouldn't have to twist his arm.
Twist my arm, guys. You guys shoot me a note or I'll get you my number off air, and I would love to support whatever you guys got going on and leverage any of the partners, like Here's My Gear or whoever, to help support what you guys got going on.
And I'll tell you what,
I love Justin Bailey here. He's got his clam sweat hoodie on, a clam vest, and an HSM Outdoors hat, Boomer. I thought that was you sitting over there.
Well, I tell you what, that is really awesome to do what those guys do.
I tell now, you what, hang on a second, Boom. If you guys, JJ and Jay, I call them Justin and Jeremy, JJJ, if you guys would combine a fishing trip with maybe, 2 hours of shooting wolves, Boomer's there in 5 minutes. He is.
Shoot him!
He's there right now. Yeah, he's there right now.
I tell you what, I didn't even bring it up. I was going to post on the Ticket Outdoors, which is facebook.com/theticketoutdoors for all our listeners out there. I was going to give you a little shot about it, Stu, but I was playing nice. But you know why I'm in a good mood, Stu? Because guess what I'm doing right now?
You're fishing and you're in Florida. It's 75 degrees and you're with your wife.
Actually, it's 85 degrees.
Ex-wife, what is she?
To correct you, I'm overlooking the Red Hook Bay of St. Thomas and the Virgin Islands.
Oh, boy.
There's a nude beach down there, man. Did you know about that?
You know what? I've been searching for that, but most of my time, I'm still getting my stomach about me when I was battling 4 to 8 foot swells today.
Wow.
It was kind of crazy out there in the blue water.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. A lot of people don't. My old man started going down and fishing tuna in the Gulf. I don't know, years ago, and, obviously fished all the lakes here in the Midwest. He got down there, and boy, it's still to this day when he goes down every few years, really battles the motion sickness.
Oh, I tell you, it is something else. It is absolutely beautiful here in St. Thomas, and, you know, the Virgin Islands, there's three U.S. Virgin Islands down here. There's St. Thomas, there's St. John, and St. Croix. And it's really well known for fishing. In fact, they call it the North Drop for our listeners and the South Drop. And the North Drop is really well known in the world for blue marlin fishermen or white marlin or striped marlin fishermen. In fact, it's one of the top marlin spots in the world is right here in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't. I've not been deep sea fishing. No. It's just one of those things that, it's on the list.
Cost too much money.
Well, that's, Boomer, is it really as expensive as I imagine it is?
I'm not going to lie. It's not cheap.
Okay.
It is a little pricey. I mean, you are out here where it is absolutely beautiful and gorgeous 12 months out of the year. But the reason it's kind of expensive, and I'll get to that, Zepp and Stru, is it's take some really heavy-duty specialized equipment to go after these fish. In fact, there was a 16-year-old the other day from Florida. I can't remember where he was. I think it was in Hawaii, and he might have caught the new record marlin. It was like 1,600 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
Before that,
God, you're kidding
the
me.
St. Thomas held the all-tackle world record in 1996. 77 by a guy named Larry Martin. He had caught a 1,282-pound marlin out here already.
How long would something like that, and it depends where you hook them, but they typically hook them about how far out, Boomer?
You can be fishing those marlin in the blue water, and what I mean by the blue water is the water has that real rich, deep blue, and you're usually at least about 500-700 feet of water. You can catch those marlins up from 700 feet anywhere to 1,500 feet. You're trying to entice them on the top with different types of lures to bring them up and take a chomp out of your bait.
Hey, Boom! When you catch something like that, aren't you using winches or something like that? You're not bringing these things in by hand,
what?
Right? No.
Winches.
But what do you call that?
Yeah, it's a winch, but you're not using a winch.
Oh, aren't you? Why not? It's a lot easier. You have a beer in one hand and push a button.
Because then you'd be a commercial fisherman.
Oh, I see how it goes. Okay.
You want to put something on a wall that you winched in.
I would.
Yeah, I would,
and
too.
And I'd lie.
Me, too.
Well, I tell you, though, I mean, there's a couple ways to go about it, Stru and Zepp. And I was actually out here chasing a fish on my bucket, large mahi-mahi, which are those beautiful dolphin fish. Yeah. They're like an iridescent blue, green, and yellow. But I'll tell you, when you get them out of the water, you better get their pictures quick because they lose that color within about 60 seconds to probably 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And those are big water sport fish. And the way we go about them is we were fishing just like we talk about in our lake reports. You remember how we were talking about structure and weed lines?
Yes.
And I'm looking at this, my guide next to me, Eric, and we're talking. And
how would you love to be Boomer's guide?
No, no.
What are you doing? What are you doing now? What are you doing? That's not what I would do. That's not what I see. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What's that mean?
Is that a glow jig?
In fact, you guys are so spot on. I mean, him and I are in like this intense 15-minute conversation because I'm asking him so many questions. He's like, hey, Boomer, when I get done rigging our five lines, I'll come back to you. I'm like, well, I think I just kind of blew this one.
Hey, Boom, isn't he the same guy he had last year?
No. In fact, last year when I went and chased tarpon, I was with Captain Randy Paul.
That's what it was, yeah.
For Chatters, and I was in the golf there of Venice.
Yeah, Florida. You guys were down for a show, but this is a little bit different deal out in St. Thomas. You're out there in the U.S. Virgin Islands. All right, so, and what are you baiting with?
All right, so what we're doing is we're baiting many different presentations.
Oh, Boomer, Boomer. Let's take the break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this fishing. We'll do that for about 5 minutes and play in the Lake Report. Can we do that?
Sounds good, buddy.
The Thursday night hockey series.
To the right wing side. Deflected this score!
The champion in the section 4AA will be decided at Aldrich Arena in Maplewood with the trip to next week's state tournament on the line Friday night at 7.
The Hornets are champions for 2014, back-to-back.
The Twin Cities' home for high school hockey.
We highlight games from the best teams in the state.
On Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
It's the stock-up sale at Mills Fleet Farm. Isobar Windshield Wash is good down to 25 below zero. Go ahead, squeeze the Charmin. Double roll bath tissue is on sale. Stock up on Easter candy with Hershey's chocolates and Easter M&Ms. Keep the birds chirping with KT Wild Bird Food. It's on sale, too. Keep your cats purring with Purina's Friskies Cat Food. And Grade 2 Bulk Hardware is on sale at Mills Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They'll grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan Southside Marina's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DanSouthsideMarine.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
There we are back, boys and girls. We rerun this Sunday mornings at 6 o'clock. The podcast available on 105theticket.com. Want to remind you, take the worry out of winter driving. Yeah, there's a little bit left. On a new set of tires from Mills Fleet Farm. Fleet Farm carries all the best brands, Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Roadrunner. You know where your local Mills Fleet Farm is. Get over there and check them out for new tires and all the good gear we love to hunt and fish with.
Speaking my favorite of store.
Fishing, Boomer, our lake report starts down in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and then we'll slowly snake our way back here to the Midwest. But you were talking about baiting. Now you're baiting, you're out, you're going out there, you've got 6 or 8 foot swells, which I don't think people around a 6 or 8 foot swell, that's a lot of rocking and rolling. You're not standing for very without holding on to something.
You're not in a cruise ship either. That's a lot of water out there.
Yeah.
No, we're in about a 30 to 35 foot boat that's got an inline motor, probably about, you know, the equivalent of a large V8, you know, a 350 or a 400. And we get out about 8 miles away from shore. And when you're chasing fish like mahi-mahi or wahoo or some of the bigger tuna species like the yellowfin or the blackfin, you're actually trolling for them with like you're running crankbaits. So you're not putting live bait on your hooks. And the presentations that you were asking, we were using jigs with plastics that look like squids.
I had no idea. I thought that was all live bait. Really?
Yeah, jigs and plastics that look like squids, and then jigs and plastics that look like flying fish. Because that's what attracted the mahi-mahi and the wahoo and the yellowfin tuna.
So you're trolling. I mean, but you're just trolling those jigs.
Yes, we are just trolling those jigs. And I look at my buddy Eric, and I said, okay,
so what are we looking for? And he goes, well, we're looking for structure and green weeds.
Sounds familiar. He can do the lake report for you.
Boomer did a fist pump.
Yes, he almost had to bleep me on the radio what I said to him. I said, holy, I said, where's Drew when I need him? He looked at me weird.
Hey, Boom, Boomer, who was on the boat with you?
My buddy Jason, Kristen, Sarah, and then our captain Mark, and then our other captain that was with us, Eric.
And how does Sarah handle it?
You know what? She handled it really well. I mean, she God bless her and Jason and Kristen. You know, I was pretty intense.
Oh, really?
I'm getting that first mahi. Like, you know, I hardly slept the night before, guys. But
oh,
so
God.
8 to 9 miles out from shore, and we got about 5 different jigs that are skimming the top of the water. And what we're looking for really is structure, and we're going from where we're going to go from 100 feet to about 1,000-foot drop-off in 300 yards.
Wow.
And we're going to work that drop-off, and then we're going to look for weeds that have floated to the top, because then we're going to know that the structure is somewhere near the bottom. As well, believe it or not, we're looking for birds, because where the birds are circling, where the reef drops off, where there's green weeds on top, all three of those things mean there's probably bait fish. And that's where we want to go. And then the captain is probably about 10 feet to 15 feet elevated on top of us, and then he's looking for the mahi on top as well. And guys, let me tell you, when one hits, it is total chaos.
I bet.
The rod about goes halfway over into the water, and you run over and grab it. And then, Stru, you had a really good question about, okay, do you winch it? How do you bring it in? Well, you have two choices. You can sit in your chair and then hold up this rod holder to keep you in place and reel it in, or you can freestyle it, which is what I did on that tuppin.
Right.
You would have
said that's what the men do
the first time, right?
Right.
No, I was lucky enough to catch 3 nice mahi-mahi, which you can see at facebook.com/theticketoutdoors for our listeners. And I caught a couple of them freehand or freestyling, and then one in that the setup with the rod holder. And then, Zep, you asked me about, okay, is it really as expensive as it might sound?
Hang on, Boom. All right. How long was this, a 4-hour trip, 6-hour trip? What was this?
This is a 3-hour trip. Didn't you watch?
No. 6 hours.
6 hours. I'm going to guess 6 hours cost you $400.
Times 3, buddy.
Holy buckets.
Ah.
Didn't you have a happenings coupon?
Guess I'm not.
You know what?
Taking my daughter on that one.
I had a coupon in the local tourist guide, and I thought, Stru is really going to be bleeping proud of me on this deal, right?
Atta boy.
$50 off coupon. Yeah. And the guy was like, oh, okay, well, instead of $11.50, I'm like, as I lost my breath. But, it's not cheap. But the rod, reel, and line setup, guys, is about $1,400
each.
Wow.
Because the rod itself is maybe $300-$400. The reel is $700-$800. And we're using 70 to 80 pound line. And then the leader they use, you know, we think about in Minnesota for some of the walleye fishermen, we'll use a steel leader. Some don't. Most people are going to use a steel leader for like a northern pike, right? So they don't bite it off. Well, here, you got really toothy critters in the ocean. And so they're using a wire leader that's a lot similar to what we use, but it's just really expensive setup. So when you're going after these big fish, it's about $1,400 a rod, reel, and line.
You're going 6 to 10 miles out on a 35-foot boat, and you're trolling with that thing all the way. You're going to use a little fuel, a little more than you're going to, just heading out even to the middle of Mille Lacs.
Yep, absolutely. And here's something, guys, that's really interesting that our listeners might like is, so I hook into that first mahi-mahi and got it. I don't know how long the fight was. It was a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes or whatnot. And I get them right next to the boat. And what they do is they freak out and they're like, all right, Boomer, keep it there. Because these mahi-mahi run in schools. And they're smart enough to know that if the first one comes up out of the boat, then and it comes into the boat, they all split.
Yeah.
So Justin and the guys in there, you imagine that? Like if you're down there and you mark a fish on your Vex line, you want to pop it, and you're like, no, no, wait, you can't. I had to hold off from bringing this beautiful fish in the boat.
And you think it's going to get off at any second. Every second you're thinking this thing's just going to pop loose on me.
Yes. And then on top of that, Zep, what they do is they take these little fish that look like shiners, but they're like a shiner on steroid. They're like a shiner that looks like a little sunfish that's maybe 3 inches long. And they throw those out next to this mahi-mahi that I have hooked about 10 foot behind the boat.
To bring the other tuna out.
Yes, they're trying to bring the other mahi-mahi in.
Well, that's cheating, isn't it?
That's hunting, babe. That's fishing, man.
Oh, I see. Is that
chumming?
It's chumming. It's chumming, yeah.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Dude.
And then they take the gaff, and once another mahi-mahi gets hooked, then they allow you to bring yours in. And then they take this gaff, which ice fishing up north, you know, we use a gaff that's maybe a foot long with a little bit of a hook. They use a gaff that's like 8 foot long, and they swing it like four. You know, you got to get the hell out of the way. And then they just hook that mahi-mahi, and they bring it in the boat, and then you get your pictures, and you go back in. And we spent probably of those 6 hours on the water, we spent a good four just trolling. And I'm going to be honest, as much as I love the outdoors and hunting and fishing and all these adventures, I a couple times, guys, I didn't know if I could control what was going on in my stomach. Because when you're trolling in 6 to 8 foot swells, and you're moving like 3-4 miles an hour, it gets pretty tough on you. But then
it's just tough to fish. I mean, we've been out on big lakes like Mille Lacs or Vermilion or whatever with 2 to 3 foot swells on a stormy day, and that's tough to even fish.
Yeah, no fun.
But we're not in a 35-foot boat either.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So we have the mahi-mahi cut up, and then the next thing we did is we used live bait. And what we were using live bait for was maybe to catch some tuna that would, you know, come across the top. And we used a little lighter equipment for rods and reels. And, guys, I crap you not. The first one I toss out there, you know, I'm jigging, and they start laughing at me. And we hook into a mahi-mahi, which is rare.
That's funny.
The old Minnesota angler shows them how it's done.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of funny. And we had a good joke. And, we brought in another mahi-mahi freehand. We caught some tuna. We caught some barracuda. And, of course, I wanted to grab the barracuda to get a good picture, like a pike. But they said for some reason, their insurance reasons, wouldn't let me grab it that way.
Right.
I had to use a certain type of holder.
I would love the photo of them taking it off your forearm.
Yeah, no Photoshop, right?
Of meat. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know what? It was a really good trip. And, I'll be coming home here in a few days. But I learned a lot about blue water fishing. And I tell you what, guys, it's not like I need another passion in the outdoors to get on my bucket list all the time, but this blue
especially
water
not, expensive one,
yeah not pretty if you want to hang around with Sarah any longer. No, you don't need one more passion, pal.
Yeah, but I tell you what, you guys would really have a blast. Now let's shift gears a little bit and let's go 100 degrees colder to Minnesota.
Yeah, 100 degrees colder.
It's literally 85 here, and what are you guys dealing with right there? About
maybe 5, probably 5 degrees, I'm guessing.
It wasn't that good.
I know we got about 4 minutes left, and I know those guys in the room with you are really good fishermen, too. So
Justin, they've all fallen asleep. That's why we're trying to keep it down.
We're just cracking another beer.
Yeah.
But a couple things for this week's Lake Report. I want to keep it really general. One, there's a reminder, and again, it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/theticketoutdoors. This is when your 2014 fishing season license is going to end, Minnesotans, or out-of-staters that fish in our state. So make sure you get a new one. That new one goes into effect, I think it is this Sunday, isn't it, guys?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It goes into effect on this Sunday, and I believe it's getting close to that time of year, isn't it, the beginning of March, where if you've got a permanent hard house, depending on where you're at, you need to start to think about getting those off the lake as well.
Or, go ahead, Zeb.
I was just going to say, the Fishing with Vets guys, I believe it was Justin mentioned.
Yep.
When is that?
We'll take those.
They'll take them.
It's on Monday. You got to have the check off. I'm bringing mine up to Mille Lacs to store it up there.
Right. Yeah. And you can donate it to Fishing with Vets.
There you go.
Awesome. Awesome. And so make sure you get your new fishing license. Now,
it still means there's plenty of good hard water angling out there, even though pretty soon you're going to have to take your permanent hard house off the water. This is the time of year, we talked early in the year, that we're looking for those high oxygen levels, where we're talking about the green weeds, which I about crap myself, and the guy on the captain on the boat said that to me out here in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. But we moved off and we were looking for those first breaks when we were looking for panfish. Also this time of year, we're looking for those deep basins for those crappies, because that's where the oxygen level is best in the lower part of the water column there. Now, as it starts to warm up, and hopefully it should in Minnesota soon, we're going to start to look for those fish to go away from that first break line and maybe start to go back in shallower. But that's when it's going to warm up, when we get into that early to mid-March time frame. Now, one of the things to just kind of think about as you're starting to pattern those fish this mid to end winter is where they end up spawning for that pre-spawn. They're also probably going to be when they post-spawn. So as you start to get in towards the end of the hard water season, and I know we're not there yet, but start to think about this, where you start to catch those fish towards the end of the season, don't be afraid to mark those spots on your Navionics or whatever marine electronics graph or GPS that you're using, because it's going to give you kind of an indicator to where those fish are going to be earlier in the year.
For open water, yeah.
Open water. And the other thing I would tell folks right now this time of year is, start thinking about those early open water trips that you want to do. I know Minnesota Opener opens up, I think it's Mother's Day weekend, towards that middle of end of May. The Governor's Opener is going to be up there on Lake Vermilion. Think about some of the border waters that open up early. Zepp, home of South Dakota, the
yes,
border
sir.
Water there of Traverse and Big Stone, that opens up usually in mid-April. If you want to go chase some prehistoric dinosaurs like big sturgeon, you can run up to the Rainy River and go to Lake of the Woods. So kind of to recap that lake report, one, make sure you get a new license, because the 2014 Fishing Minnesota license is going to end on Saturday. You have to have a new one by Sunday. Check your regs, because you're going to have your permanent house off here sometime in the beginning of March or end of March, depending on where you're at, and start maybe thinking about getting away from them deep basins of crappies as we get a little later in the year. Maybe start to work it a little shallower on the basin, and maybe start to think about to go towards those weeds as the weather warms up, and plan on some of those open water trips that are coming up, like border waters before open season here in Minnesota, and up to Lake of Woods if you want to chase some sturgeon and big fat walleye that are getting ready to spawn on the Rainy River.
So, thanks, buddy. Boy, you did a hell of a job.
You guys.
Yeah,
Boomer,
thanks.
Knocked out of the park. I love the pictures of the mahi-mahi.
Yeah,
now
fun.
Think bikini for the next couple of days you're there. If you're sending us a photo, we would appreciate
see if,
that.
I want to. What is Sarah wearing right now? I'm curious. Just
and
curious.
That's why we call them the wild card.
It's 10:30 here at night, guys, so they're all wearing their PJs and they're in
Jesus,
on the
Lord.
Boomer,
no
buddy, enjoy your last few days with your toes in the sand. We'll see you back here in the frosty Northlands next Wednesday, buddy.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Have fun. Thanks. Have fun, my friend.
ShamrockProd.com if you're headed out to the Bird, Buck, Bait, and Boat Show at Warner Coliseum this weekend. Opens up a Friday. Then, Grant and Hunter from HG Baitco. That show's not coming up until the end of the year, but if you want to check them out on the web. And then go to Facebook before you crash tonight, Fishing with Vets. Just click on Fishing with Vets. Click like, share the page, click on the forum, all that good jazz. Justin, and Jeremy, thank you for being in tonight, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for staying awake for Boomer's Report. It's never happened before. I just lost $5. Thanks.
Thanks.
WTVX Lake Hill, WRXP Cambridge, WTVZ Eden Prairie, from the Mills Fleet Farm Studios. This is Sports Radio 105 The Ticket, 105.1, 105.3, and 105.7. A Cumulus station.
It's the stock up sale at Mills Fleet Farm. Isobar windshield wash is good down to 25 below zero. Go ahead, squeeze the Charmin. Double roll bath tissue is on sale. Stock up on Easter candy with Hershey's chocolates and Easter M&Ms. Keep the birds chirping with KT Wild Bird Food. It's on sale too. Keep your cats purring with Purina's Friskies Cat Food. And grade 2 bulk hardware is on sale at Mills Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale.